Welcome back to another episode of the Tiltcast, episode 17. Set phasers to spray. This episode, we will be talking about some Two Worlds 2, some Dead Space 2, and some Soapbox. Hi.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
I'm sick.
I'm fancy.
I'm awesome.
You look pretty cute with your orange Paul Bunyan hat.
Yeah, I'm comfy.
Have you been hunting like squirrels or something? Make sure you got your camouflage.
Well, it is wabbit season, isn't it?
It's not a hunting cap.
Like, oh darn that rabbit!
So you're sick. What do you got?
I don't know. It sucks. My bones hurt, and yeah, they have.
Your bones hurt.
My bones do hurt.
Yeah, throat herpes.
My throat was hurting too. I don't have herpes.
You say herpes, I said herpes.
Yeah, no, I just feel like shit. But I'm doing this anyway.
Yeah, that sucks.
Because I love you guys.
And you reviewed a game, so you kind of had to be on here.
Yeah.
Did this start the day after you had the whiskey shits?
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah.
The whiskey shits?
Really?
When the fuck did you guys drink whiskey?
The other night with you at Friday.
Friday.
Yeah.
When did we drink whiskey?
You didn't, but me and Jess did. She bought me like 8 shots.
Really?
Yeah. Like I
thought you were just doing Jaeger.
No, I was doing Jaeger, and then me and her were doing her were doing tequila.
I remember.
Yeah,
I was like,
whenever
what
we
the
went to
yeah,
Merck.
And we then went up to Merck, and then we went back to Murph's. And up at Murph's, me and her were doing a bunch of fucking shots. So
I'm not feeling
that. Yeah, you were pretty drunk.
That was really...
No, I'm not going there. How are you doing, Trent?
Not bad. Not bad.
Not bad. Holly?
I'm great.
I'm doing good. Nobody's going to ask, but...
How you doing, Andrew?
I got a slight headache. I think I just... Anytime Wednesday fucking 8:30 comes around...
Gates hits.
I know. I'm like, God, my head hurts.
Your head always hurts.
Sue.
Oh, what's that about? Does his head hurt, like, every time, you know?
Every time.
Proposition. No, that's mine.
That's yours. Maybe he just started using the excuse, too. Yeah, he's just like, you know, that's good, because my head hurts, too.
I got a headache.
That way I can take the rejection the easy way out.
I'm not cooking tonight. My head hurts.
Yeah. Aww. Holly, what have you been playing?
I started Oblivion today, but...
I thought you played Oblivion before.
No, nope, she tried giving it to me, remember?
Oh, yeah, because you guys had that duo pack, the
Bioshock
Oblivion.
Yeah, Bioshock and Oblivion.
The one that doesn't make any sense, why they package both games together.
Yeah, not at all. But I don't know. I didn't play that much of it. I'm still figuring out how to do everything. Doesn't seem that bad.
It's going to take a while.
You
how much.
I heard that it's pretty slow to start
off. It's a love-hate game.
Yeah.
Really?
I hate it more than I love it.
Well, I figured I'd try and play through this one to see if I'd actually want to play the new one that's coming out.
Skyrim.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Not that I can think of.
Damn, you didn't play shit.
I know. I've been lazy.
That's usually when I play the most games.
Probably one of the funniest things that happened to me this weekend when I was playing games is my mom calls me up and she's like, I'm bored as shit. Bring over one of the games, because she has the Xbox Slim. So I'm like, huh, I'm going to give her Bioshock 1. Didn't realize how hard it was, because after watching her play, dual stick is kind of a fucking finicky move.
I love it when people, like, you know, want to play a game that you have, and you let them start playing, and they're trying to do the look and walk at the same time, and they just keep... aiming
it's
too
one,
high up.
It's one and then the other. It's the look and then you move.
Or they look all the way down the floor and they don't know how to get it back up.
And then they're just spinning around in circles when somebody's hitting them.
It's like Trent's ex-girlfriend when we play Left 4 Dead. She'd be out in the field like spinning in circles while we're trying to save her.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God, seriously.
It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad.
But I mean, it was just funny to watch yet frustrating. I'm like, no. Jump and then press forward to get over that barrier. Press forward and jump. Should jump straight up, down, walk into the barrier.
Yeah.
Fuck!
That's not how you do it.
I just think it's funny you gave your mom Bioshock.
Yeah, she was like, what's some of your favorite games? And I'm like, Bioshock, it's a great fucking game.
We gave her that and Angry Bear.
Naughty Bear.
Naughty Bear. Nice.
That's a really odd thing to give your mom, too.
So that thing
she
is,
saw the humor in it.
She 100%ed it.
She's like, I just pretended it was you when you were a child.
Yeah.
Aww.
Devolvigation.
Like, it reminded me of everything I want to do at every one of your birthday parties. Just, you know, kill.
Start punching.
Yeah. Make them commit suicide.
Defluffifying.
Yeah.
Defluffification.
No.
I always felt bad when they would cry as I was chasing.
I know
them.
He felt bad. You did feel kind of bad.
And when they're like crawling away, sniveling, I'm just like, oh man,
you
this is so
it.
Sad. And
I
just come
loved
over
it. I loved torturing the little bears.
Jeez. Or they're stuck in a bear trap. I'm like,
yeah,
yes, and you just slowly walk up.
Yeah.
No, I would always hide in the bushes. I'd have one of them trapped, and then I'd hide in the bushes and wait for someone to come up and help them, and then I'd jump out and scare them enough times to where, you know, they'd kill themselves.
My favorite one was still the barbecue, where you rig it.
So. Yeah. Yeah.
So it explodes in their face.
I always like taking the telephone and hitting them with the
receiver
and then
shoving
it in their mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I played that a little bit, and I decided, random hair up my ass, I'm going to restart Red Dead. So I was playing that for a little bit.
That's a massive restart.
And then
it's a 40-hour. That's what
I know, and I've been skipping through all the talk scenes because I'm like, I know what fucking happens.
Yeah. It's one of those games, though, that even the talk scenes are just the direction and everything is badass.
Yeah.
It
was a pretty well-directed game.
And then while I was playing that, Nobs from TVGP hits me up and tells me to get on some Left 4 Dead, which they're good.
They kicked our ass so many times.
Like,
they play it every Monday.
Every Monday.
Yeah.
And it was like, we played with a guy from Britain who's going to listen to our cast now. And
what is it? Moonpier?
Moonpier.
Oh, yeah. He's on my friend. Yeah, it was me, Moonpier, Almighty Tooth, and...
Nobs.
No, Nobs was on your team. I'm trying to think
Of
who was on our team.
Soul Man.
Was it Soul Man that was on my team? Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a pretty cool guy.
We devastated the fuck out of you guys.
It was some brutal rapage.
Yeah, yes. We got raped so bad. Like, I think you guys were beating us. Well, no, whenever we were all playing together, they beat us by, like, what, 500
You were
points?
Having a really bad day.
Yeah. You were off.
Dude, bad. I know. I was terrible.
Yeah.
Pretty
I
bad.
Was so terrible.
She was having one of her bad days.
She left me like 100 on the fucking.
Was she spinning under the bridge?
No. We were on the lift thing, on No Mercy, and she left me 100 on the lift. And I'm like, Holly, turn around. She's like, What's going on?
You weren't saying Holly, you were saying Bill, and
I
didn't...
called her Bill, which was her fucking character.
Okay, but I don't pay attention to what character.
I didn't know who was who, so I was like, Bill, turn around.
I don't pay attention to what character I am.
Do you know that? I'm like,
no, I was starting to run across the roof.
Yeah.
And then you were like, Bill, Holly. Yeah. It's like, okay, all right.
Yeah, Boston did
2 second
play
difference.
With us. But overall, it was a good collaboration of our cast minus you, Justin.
Yeah.
And their cast minus Boston and Brad.
I was doing something else, but we'll talk about that off the cast.
So I'm gonna probably start jumping on with them more often.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fun.
That's definitely a lot of fun.
So, I love Left 4 Dead.
Oh no, I don't. Oh, beat Minerva's Den finally.
Yeah, did you like it?
In one sitting. Yeah, pretty good. It was a good 3, maybe 4 hours. I like that story better than I like the actual BioShock 2.
That's about $10, right?
Yeah, it's half off right now.
Man.
And of course, it came half off after I bought it.
Yeah, I might go buy it now since it's half off.
It's actually really good.
Yeah, I went through and bought the Dragon's Age expansions I hadn't gotten yet. So
Minerva's Den is a nice farewell to Rapture.
Well, I mean, there's not a whole lot of stuff coming out, so it's like, you know, I got the game that I reviewed for today, and then we got the. I got all the Dragon's Age stuff, and we got Bulletstorm coming out next month.
Yep.
But there's just not a whole lot coming out, so it's just like there's not much to do.
I've been playing some of the games that I reviewed that didn't get to fully experience all the side stuff, and that's what I've been picking up lately. What have you been playing, Justin? Some fine pieces of gaming.
You're going to make fun of me because of this. No, I've been playing Dead Rising 2. I ended up playing Case West and beating it so that I could actually write my review. Because now my Xbox works. So I did that this weekend, and then I beat the Dead Money for Fallout. I'm really liking both of those expansions. Dead Money ended up being pretty much a full-length game. Put about 10, 11 hours into it.
Damn.
I'm going to go buy that.
It's
tonight,
really fucking hard.
Nice.
I'm glad I didn't put it in hardcore mode because it would have been impossible. But
Were you just on normal?
I was just on normal, and it was pretty rough.
You started on level 20, because that's how high you had to be to start it.
Well,
it?
No, I started about level 25.
Level 25, so, and it was still really fucking hard even on 25.
Yeah, it was still pretty difficult. And it's just difficult because it's a true survivalist RPG.
Mm-hmm.
So you really have to rely on, like, you know, when you play Fallout, you usually rely on, like, three weapons you like a lot.
Yeah.
Can't really play it like that because, well, you're just finding shit. And I lucked out because I took Grog out there, and Grog had... No, wait. Grog was at level 30 when I started that. So I was at level 30 having a difficult time.
No, jeez.
But he has high melee skill, high explosive skill, and high pistol skill. Small arms.
Did the expansion raise the level cap at all, or did it
keep
it at... Okay, so it raised it to
35.
35, oh, okay.
But the gap between the levels is pretty high, so it took me a while to get each level.
Nice.
But I got all the way up to level 34 at the end of that. But anyways, no, it's just, it was, it's really intense. You got a lot of new weapons. Maybe not one or two is going to carry over. I got a gun that's a fully automatic 30-06, which is ridiculous, but it still takes a while to kill those fuckers. So, but yeah, it's really, really interesting. Case West, man, I just had a blast with that.
I was meaning to jump on and play with you. I still got it.
Yeah, yeah, you still should play that with me. It's really fun.
We just have conflicting time schedules.
We're both up late.
Yeah. Well, during this last week, I haven't been up late.
No.
I've been going to bed pretty early.
You've been on Netflix more, from what I see.
Yeah, I've been watching a lot of movies.
Yeah, I keep seeing you watch movies.
Speaking of movies.
Are we going to talk about that?
Watched Dark On and Monster Camp back-to-back. Both LARPing.
I saw the Monster Camp post, and I asked you, is it better to watch it with or without alcohol?
I don't know.
Is it good for a laugh, or is it...
Monster Camp is more... It's kind of sad. Like, seeing like... It gives you the
stereotypical... The virgin percentage rate?
It gives you the stereotypical person.
No offense to any LARPers out there, by the way.
Like, one guy, he's... I don't know how old, but he's a fourth-year senior. He refuses to cut his fingernails.
Jesus.
And spends most of his time playing JRPGs, and wow.
Does he live at home?
No, he and a roommate who's a LARPer who...
Pays all those bills?
Yeah. I don't know. He's said he's going to work at, I guess it's an
KFC?
Equivalent to Walmart for, until something happens. That was his...
So they were really harping on the LARP stereotype, weren't they?
Yeah. That one they were harping on the LARP stereotype.
That was Monster Camp?
Yeah.
I'll watch that. That's on Netflix,
Monster
right?
Camp. Yeah, they're both on Netflix.
Sweet.
Dark On is... more of a over the top epic shit, like during the battle scenes they'll have like the camera will be like flyover and stuff, and they have this epic music that's like chung, chung,
like
chung,
styrofoam
chung, chung.
Swords flying around.
No, they go all out on Dark.
Do they have special effects?
They actually made a castle.
Yeah, they made a castle and burned
really?
It down.
They should call it Dorkon. Yeah, let's get our Dorkon.
Hey, do you remember that series of photos I did of all those LARPers that were out in the park and I made them look like
they were? Yeah, but those weren't exactly the LARPers. They were melee. They were I can throw some ball respect towards that. Dude.
Darkon was more melee than like spells and three poison.
See, my drummer that he knows, he used to drum for the Decomposed in my old band, and his name's James. Dude, and he would go out there, like we'd be out in Missouri doing a show, and he'd get out of the car and just have an entire artwork of bruises up his fucking back, and I'm like, what the fuck happened? He's like, oh, you know, the melee fight last weekend. I'm like, what the fuck are you guys hitting each other with? He goes, it's this padded styrofoam, but it fucking hurts. Some of those guys double pad it with
some of it's got like a steel core.
Yeah, and wood core, and I was just like, fuck,
Darkon looked a little vicious. Like, it was probably about 100 people, and it was just, they ran full speed into each other.
Yeah.
I'll have to show you these pictures sometime, because I made it look like a Braveheart battle scene.
Yeah. You actually put down the barbarians are kind
of... Yeah, on one of them I did, because I was listening to a lot of What's the name of it?
Leibach.
Leibach.
How did
time.
I know?
Yeah, so rarely random reference.
Anyway,
one of the cool songs by Leibach. But yeah, it's some pretty epic shit. I'll have to show it to you sometime. But, some of my best work, actually.
I like Tonsmith Leibach. That's a good song.
It kind of pulls you out of this epic battle where it's like two armies running at each other. And they're all like color coordinated and shit.
Lightning bolts!
No. That's more Monster Camp.
Shield of Bones!
Entanglement spell. Like, you'd see these giant armies just running at each other. And then you see a jogger in the background.
It's like an iPod Nano.
You're just like, well, that kind of pulls me out. And then it, like...
See a guy in bike shorts just, like, zipping
There's
by.
There's a dog park right next to
him. Like, all these people have these epic-ass speeches that they're giving. They're like, for blood and honor, blah, blah, blah.
Did they have Clearasil on his face at the time?
They're like, shining
blood
in
honor. Hold on, wait. So my clear cell wiped out. Hold on. Blood in honor.
And one guy, he's like, man, this is the American dream. I spend $5, get to camp out for a weekend, eat bratwurst and drink beer at night, and hit each other with fucking styrofoam wrapped blades. It's
These are the modern
awesome.
Day Bavarians, right?
Was it a documentary or?
Yeah, they're all document. Both of them are.
Oh, so this was like real.
These were
yeah,
these
real people.
Real people.
Uh huh.
That's crazy.
See, the only kind of LARPing we get around this town anymore is Vampire the Masquerade, and it's really sad to watch those people down at Utica Square.
Yeah, I'm really glad that I haven't seen anyone dressed up as a fucking werewolf.
No, they don't dress up. They hold their arms above their head.
Yeah.
Well, no, like the werewolves that are trying to be like
wolfies or whatever.
Whatever the fuck they are, furries. Like they go to school and they have
they
tails and shit like
they
that.
They fuck together. That's what they do.
God.
Yeah, that's not what furries don't go out and role play per se.
They roll
penetrate.
On top of each other.
Yeah. They penetrate. There ain't nothing like watching a unicorn take a zebra from behind. It's probably one of the most like. Neil Gaiman inspired moments. You're just like, that's just something I can't even explain. It's like, wow.
Why is the unicorn mounting the tiger?
Should yeah,
it be the, other,
be
right
the other way around?
All right, so
that cub is licking nipples
right there. Yeah.
Anyway, if anybody can be a wolfman in LARPing, it's Justin.
He's already got it with that beard.
Like, it's a dwarf.
Or you can go out there and be like, I'm a snake. I'm a snake.
Fuck that.
I'm a snake.
Slithery tongue. All right, what the fuck else
apple?
Have you been playing?
Buy my apple.
Dead Rising 2.
That's it?
No, I've been playing other things.
I have his Dead Rising 2, so he's been playing the expansions.
No, I picked it back up.
Oh, you grabbed it back
up? Yeah.
You went in my fucking room? No, I remember. You came in there.
Yeah, I came in there while you were zoning out. But no, so. I played some more Dead Rising 2, going through that. Just doing it right this time, which is it's actually still fun. I still like it.
Man. I mean, that's a wicked fun game. I just don't have a copy of it, or I'd still be playing it.
I need to get back into it, because I still left off at that lesbian fight, and I just...
Yep, yeah,
I
me too.
That was the
further.
Biggest
me too.
Pain in the ass, was those two little lesbian bitches, because, man, they fucking run, and they separate, and when you finally get one of them cornered, you're in attack, I know, or the next one's going to throw something at
you.
You
know what my trick
like,
was for that? Was you had I had no guns.
Guns.
Oh,
guns. You know how hard it is to fucking get guns and keep them?
No, I used about three guns. I got the light machine guns.
Yeah, I have
not the AR-15s, but the light machine guns.
The ones that have like 150 rounds in them. Yeah, I have a couple.
I got
of those.
Three of those, and then I had Nectar, the fast run shit. I can't remember what it's called. Quick Step, and then I had the axes with that you combine with the sledgehammers.
Yeah.
The whatever they're called, but they're fucking. They do nasty damage.
You know what I did? I picked up atomic cocktails and threw them at them.
what I was doing is I'd roll every time they'd come at me, and so I'd dodge out of the way, shoot a couple shots, and then roll again, and then just. It took a while. It took me like four tries. I saved
it. What really sucks about that one is the fact that whenever I was playing that part, I couldn't find any food. The only thing you find, or the only
alcohol.
Thing that I found, was alcohol.
Yeah, you got to go in there with food.
You get really fucking drunk.
Yeah.
The bitch-ass part is my save is like right before that fucking area, and you can't go back. If I recall, you're stuck going through that at that point.
Well, I just, after my first time of getting fucked, and then my save being like, you know, 30 minutes before, I saved right before I did the fight the next time around.
See, I can get through it. It's just going to take me some diligence to go back through and get through it.
I'm kind of stuck on the chef right now, but I got stuck on the chef right before I went and picked up the game I'm reviewing today.
Yeah. Every time I come so close to killing him, he just stuff his fat face. It really pissed me off.
He's pretty hard, but I do want to beat him because I guess I'm sure you get something for it.
I heard you can tame the tiger.
Well, there's the achievement for it.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do that.
Not sure how that works. You probably feed him something, like some zombies shit or what, I don't know.
Wouldn't that make a zombie lion? I'm just saying, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Or maybe you Maybe you feed him like a hot dog or something, I don't know.
Maybe you feed him your hot dog, and he fucking's like, alright, I ate his junk, I'll be nice to him now.
So, what were you playing before you couldn't beat the chef?
Well, after I couldn't beat that, and I was having a serious conversation with somebody else regarding this show, I ended up going and picking up Two Worlds 2. I've been excited about this game for a while.
Oh, wait, wait. You actually had a serious conversation about this show?
Yes.
I've never heard a serious conversation about this show.
No, I just... We'll talk later
about
it.
Yeah, I know, I know.
But anyways, no, the... I picked up Two Worlds 2.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
From the 30 seconds I saw, I don't like it.
Well, you're not a big RPG guy.
We just saw him run around for a while.
The stuff you saw looked like Castaway the RPG. That's kind of. But there's more to it.
I don't know. What just kept bothering me, and I'm sure if I actually sat down and played it, is the animations. They're just janky. Here's the thing, though,
that you'll realize if you played it a lot of RPGs, Andrew.
Me.
That there's... a lot of RPGs are very B.
Yeah.
Just being honest.
Red Dead pulled off jumping horses.
Red Dead wasn't really an RPG.
Nope.
It's an action adventure game.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of an RPG.
RPG you actually played for more than 5 minutes.
It was actually very cinematically displayed RPG adventure because it was more focused on you had your basic stuff, which is just gunfire. You didn't have a whole set of other crap you could do.
You didn't have a whole lot of upgrades or anything like that. It's a story. It's a mix between a lot of games. Red Dead, though, is a game with a budget of about $5 or $6 million.
Yeah.
This is a budget of about $500,000.
Yeah.
There's a big difference.
Yeah.
This was made by a little studio, and I got to give them props because the graphics themselves, way the fuck over the top in my opinion.
They're kind of, I remember you and I were watching and talking, I said it looked like Castlevania, Lord of Shadows type texture work and all that, so it looked good.
One thing I saw, and I hate it because a lot of games are doing it, is the haze on the corners of the screen.
Motion blur.
I'm just like,
certain times
so
it's okay.
Annoying. I'm like, who thought aesthetically pleasing? Let's just do that. We'll kind of make it like a tunnel vision.
Yeah, let's give the gamers tunnel vision.
I think it takes away a little bit in certain aspects, and I agree with you to a point. Like, the game is not without jank. Don't get me wrong on this. There's a lot of things about this game I don't like. What I am liking so far is I'm thoroughly engrossed in it. Like, I really can't wait to get back to playing it. And I put about 5 or 6 hours into it so far.
Have you seen a dragon yet?
No, I haven't. Oh, wait, no. I have seen a demon dragon weird thing that just chomped my nuts right before we got on this podcast.
But it was a dragon, though, right?
No, I was talking to some lady, and it's like the quest was something about vengeance. And I go to talk to this lady, and she ends up being a ghost, and then she tells me that she's having getting a revenge on me, and then, like, she transmorphs into, like, three-headed dragon demon thing and, like, fucking kills me in 2 hits. So it was pretty crazy. But the texture work on it's really good. The lighting's really good.
Yeah, I did like the lighting. And the water looks pretty
cool. The water looks amazing.
That's really over the top.
The way it actually bobs the camera up and down because of the waves.
Yeah.
That looks pretty cool.
The character, too, bobs a little bit left and right. The aiming system on it's not bad. Not particularly good. The combat on the spells. Now, I haven't figured out. This is the thing I'm not liking. Is it really doesn't tell you much about what to do. Trent was watching me play through the tutorial, and I was sitting on the magic tutorial for like 10 minutes.
We had to put our brains together to figure out how to combine the spell
to make it do what it wanted me to do. And the spell system, I mean, ridiculously customizable. You got 6 different things you can do to customize a spell to do something. So I got a damage modifier. I can set it to spray. I can set it to home in on something. I can set it to explode. And then I got the spell type, so it's ice, water, fire, electricity, whatever. And then I got, you know, what it'll do when I'm in defensive mode versus this mode, and it's ridiculous.
God, that's a lot of...
So the mage takes a little bit of work, but it's cool like that.
Did you finally go with the mage, or...?
I quit doing the mage because I couldn't figure out how to make my spells more powerful. And that's another thing. Like, there's no guide in this. The book doesn't tell you shit for, like, what modifies what. Like, there's no way to know what the stats were on anything, so I had to look through, like, 15 different things online to figure out what the different things were. I didn't know that this meant sharp protection and blunt protection. It would look like leaves to me. I was just like,
oh, you mean those little icons that were
showing? I had to look at a guide to tell me what all the icons meant because
this
there's nothing in the
one
guide.
Of those games where spending the extra $20 for a strategy guide is beneficial.
Probably. Well, or just being diligent online.
But
it's a German made game. So, I mean, like I said, we're going with, like, did you ever play Risen?
No.
Okay. Just a game that looked bad.
Mm-hmm.
The acting was bad. The story was great.
I was about to ask you. How's the story going for you?
I like the story. The main story itself isn't bad at all.
What is the main background?
I know part of it is a continuation of the first one, but basically you and your sister being held hostage, and you're like part of your sister's spirit, so...
Wow, that's confusing.
Yeah, so basically there's a guy that's in the land that's ruling the land and whatever, and... He's furthering his power by basically siphoning off the life of your sister. And then you're bound to your sister through magic or whatever. I don't know.
So it's part of her soul or whatever inside of you?
Yes, to a certain extent.
Kind of like Kenny and
Cartman. Yeah, kind of like Kenny and Cartman.
Okay, that was the easiest way I could relate. It was Kenny and Cartman. So I was going to say All of Me with Steve Martin, but I don't think anybody in this room has seen that. So, great movie, by the way. But Kenny and Cartman is basically what you're looking at. All right.
So, but yeah, it's just a... It's kind of weird like that, but then you get rescued by orcs, which you're like, what's this all about? And then there's some kind of, like, shaman, like, prophetess person that doesn't look like an orc at all. She looks more like an elf, but cooler. And then she tells you that she wants you to go to this castle, and in the castle you start finding answers for how to free your sister. And so, you know, it's one of those whole chosen one kind of things, you know, that RPGs do so much of. But it's been really interesting on that
just
facet.
It's a random joke. Why can't you be an RPG and be a shop clerk?
No.
You haven't sold enough chainmail.
It's like Walmart, the RPG.
Yeah. Well, that could be an RPG.
God.
Stock, rollback price, stock.
How does it compare to the first two worlds?
I played a little bit of the first two worlds and hated it.
Really? Yeah, because I was going to say, I know what most people think two worlds sucked and that they shouldn't have come out with a second one.
It was the poor man's Oblivion.
Yes, exactly.
And it really showed. But they've taken a lot from it. Okay, the animations are not so hot on some of the things. I'm noticing a lot of clipping. I noticed that it really reduced a lot of things for the frame rate issues I was having initially when I popped it in by installing the game. So I installed the game. The frame rate stuff went all the way away for the most part.
Did that take care of the tearing?
Yeah, it took care of all the tearing, to be honest. They haven't seen any of it so far.
Because it was tearing
but
pretty bad.
If you heard the disc spinning, it was like it was about to launch. Yeah. It was like fucking screaming.
I hate that because I've actually had a disc explode inside of my iOmega CD drive, my external I had years ago. My ex brought me a disc and she wanted me to burn something first. I put it in there and shattered like glass. It was like everywhere.
Well, I mean, it spins like a router, man. It's like 50,000 RPMs or something ridiculous.
I'm always afraid now whenever I hear something spin out.
But yeah, so it's spinning really bad. So I was like, I'm just going to install this and see if it works better. But The thing I'm liking so far, the magic, when I figured out how to make the magic more powerful, I'll probably do magic. But I was having to shoot like 30 shots to kill a guy, so I know he's doing something wrong. And then I pick up this dude and pick up
fucking
a two-hand...
rabbit won't die!
Well, you're like killing a baboon. It takes me like 10 shots and I kill like this...
Trying to kill a deer that don't want to attack back. You're just like, lightning bolt! Lightning bolt! Fuck! Lightning bolt! Yeah.
So
do you yell lightning bolt whenever you shoot lightning
It's something better than that, though. Okay, so you shoot a fireball.
Let me do it. You set it up and I'll do it because it's funny.
So you're about to shoot this light or this fireball. Yeah, I'm shooting the fireball at this skeleton. What does it do, Trent?
It goes earth, wind, fire.
Like randomly, it doesn't do it every time.
I just started, but I thought it was going to break into a fucking. Like,
I thought it was
going to
turn into
song.
I thought it was going to turn into Captain Planet.
No, I thought it was going to be earth, wind, and fire. Dude. I was like, dude, maybe Abba's next, man.
But yeah, it was
Captain Planet.
But yeah, the voice acting in it is pretty atrocious.
Yeah.
There are some B actors, C or D actors in here.
The developers.
Even the guys.
It probably was.
With their bad German accents.
There's some German accents in there.
Yeah.
So, again, it's made by a German developer. So, originally it was done in German, so maybe they got really good quality German stuff. English port, not so much.
But some franchises on your face.
But yeah, your guy sounds a lot like Neo.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it was funny because his first character looked like he belonged in Alice in
Chains. Looked like fucking Jerry Cantrell.
Yes. Yeah. I go walking in there, I was like, dude, that guy looks like he just got done with like a fucking like Alice in Chains tribute night. Because he's wearing like these baggy black pants, like short pants. With these like boot things on and like this white top, short sleeve top
net.
With long greasy hair down to his shoulders, and he just looked like a fucking rocker.
He had some
dude.
Stubble on him.
Yeah, he
had
looked
like
a bassist,
gaunt face
dude.
On him. Well, I was making it. I was like, he kind of looks like a rock and roller.
Yeah,
kind of a douchebag, but he's a mage. So he's gotta be a
douchebag. I was just like, dude, I cannot play a game where my guy looks like, you know.
Well, you're seeing the back of his head all the time anyway.
Yeah, that's what she said.
But
no.
In oh, no, sorry. That's what he said. I'm sorry. How about that? That's even worse. Okay, fine. I'll just say to me, that's the most beautiful part of a person. How about that? Is that bad? I don't fucking know.
Okay, moving.
Yeah.
So, melee combat. That doesn't make sense.
Oh, you wait.
Melee combat. So, I'm like, I'm fucking sick of this. Something's broken.
Actually,
so... And what?
Would Molly combat or sorry, yeah, Molly it could be flogging Molly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
So I ended up picking up like this pitchfork looking thing that you guys saw me flannel around
yeah.
with. And I was like instantly way more gratifying. Like spin around, kill the fucking baboon. I got this thing called a Varn, which is like they look like Anubis basically.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the fox head with the human body. And one of those was coming at me with a spear or whatever, and I was like, I'm going to see how well this does. Do a couple spin attacks, stab him in the face, and he's dead. I was like, that took me like 30 hits with my fire attack. I've got to be doing something wrong.
But then at the same time, they gave you a bow, but you can't use your arrows.
Well, that's because my arrows are a different level.
Oh.
I sold the wrong ones by accident.
Because the arrows have different levels.
That's kind of like, hey, son, we bought you a car. Here's the keys, but... no, sorry, here's the car, but you don't get the keys till level 20.
Well,
Sit in it. Yeah,
I was cleaning up my inventory.
But the radio won't work.
Another cool thing is you can customize the shit out of your stuff. So down from color to upgrading my shit just by breaking down. I got a bunch of loose weapons. I break them down to steel and iron and whatever, and it takes like two steels, two irons, and a piece of wood. And
so
I make
Minecraft.
A better sword.
So it's two of your worlds.
That was really funny.
No. I can't laugh at that.
Minecraft was pretty cool.
I miss it.
You miss it?
I noticed ostriches don't like you in that game.
Yeah.
I've been killing a lot of ostriches. They
not
look really
all.
Good, though.
They do look pretty cool.
They look a lot like a real ostrich.
But they're very aggressive.
Ostriches are aggressive anyway, though.
I don't think they just chase after people and fucking start pecking at them.
Yeah, they do.
Unless you fuck
well,
with them.
They do, and Dude, maybe. Where's My Car?
Yeah, that was actually... That's actually really
such
funny.
A realistic movie.
Now, ostriches can be total assholes if they're in a bad mood.
If they're in a bad mood, but just randomly across the plains, this motherfucker's just like, fuck you.
They don't run at you. They stalk up like real nonchalant. They're not doing anything. And they get right next to you. And when you're not paying attention, they're just like, bam, right on
your ostrich.
How many ostrich fights have you been
in? I've been around ostriches.
He's an ostrich wrangler.
Yes. I use socks. And I cover their heads with them. And I lead them into places. But no, They're cunning little bastards, dude. I'll give them that. It's like a camel
raping ostriches.
It's like camels. Camels will do the same thing where they act like they're not doing anything, and then they'll spit on you, or they'll bump into you on purpose to knock you out of the way because they want to turn, but they want to go in the direction you're standing.
Yeah, so you can't guide them. They're just like, well, fuck you.
Yeah, so they'll just bump into you. And ostriches are kind of the same way. They're just like, you know, there's a two foot little bubble around them. That's their space. And if you get in that space, even if they put you in that space by sneaking up on you, they're dickheads to you.
Well,
they're an aggressive bird.
Yes, they are.
Out of all the birds,
they're scary
the ostrich
as hell.
Is king.
You think you wouldn't be intimidated?
Ostrich, the scariest of the birds.
You think you wouldn't be intimidated, and you're around one.
They're like
they
7 feet tall.
They stare at you, just like looking down with their little eye peered down. And you're just like, what?
I am so much.
Are you mad you can't fly?
Then they come up to you.
A fat
that's
Italian can
so
fly.
They even tell you if they get too close to you, don't be really sudden about it, but get away from them. Just walk away. Just walk away.
You do it. You throw your arms up, and you're like, I'm the
you're
fucking
like,
ostrich king.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think then there's a struggle for dominance.
Yes.
Dude,
I
will
kick
dominance.
The fuck out of an ostrich.
An ostrich would kick the fuck out of me.
They can crack your skull in one hit.
I'm going to be wearing a helmet.
Okay, fine. Duh. Just be used to having that thing indented into your fucking forehead.
I'm yeah, we know this. Why?
Huh?
Dirty Jobs.
Yes, Dirty Jobs. Yeah.
I haven't seen that one.
And I'll wear chainmail.
All it's gonna do is
chainmail.
Their claws, dude.
Yeah, chainmail helps with preventing cutting of flesh. It doesn't help with broken ribs.
Hey, I'd rather have broken ribs than my intro.
Even if it's punctured into your lung.
Hey, guys.
We're off topic. Come on, moderator.
Ostrich fights.
Come on, moderator.
Hey. So, anyways, I'll post a full review of this when I finish it, which may either be this week or next week. It seems like it's pretty long. So,
above and all, you having fun?
I'm liking it so far. Like I said, I mean, it's not a perfect game.
So are you having fun?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'll be doing after we're done
with
this.
Well, he said he can't wait to get back to it.
It could just be trying to hate fuck something.
No, that's Trent. That's how Trent plays games, not me.
Yes, I hate fuck them.
He gets fucked some games.
I started to hate fuck Risen and then
he
ended
calls
up liking
poop socking, but yeah.
Poop socking is just burning through a game as quick as
possible.
That's
burning through a game and loving every minute of it so much that you don't end up eating or pooping.
The only game that I hate fucked was Final Fantasy 13.
Did you actually finish it?
No, I did not.
Okay, then.
I split up with that girl. She took it back.
Aww.
I begged her to leave it, but she
No, there's nothing wrong with that. It's good that he got off that. He was an angry person when he was playing that.
I was an angry person when I was dating her, so yeah.
Well, I'm using my moderator abilities, throwing down the moderation cards. So. You have anything else to say about Two World Part D?
Some people are going to really like it. I think that if you're a fan of Western RPGs and traditional RPGs, you might like it a lot. Comparisons kind of lie between Oblivion and Dark Messiah. Lots of physics stuff. So, like, there's a lot of combat physics that I'm liking so far.
If they didn't like the first one, are they going to like this one more?
Hell, fuck yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's what I said originally. I played the first one and hated it within a few minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, the animations kind of suck in this game, too. Makes up for it, the visuals, the funny acting. I think it's funny anyway. And the fighting's actually been pretty fun so far, so.
One thing I did like when you were playing it is the tutorial for it actually lets you play every class, because it's like you're doing a mission. And the mission is broke down into a section where they let you use every class skill a little bit.
Yeah, they had it. It's like, here's a bow. This is how you use a bow. And this is what multi-shot does.
Yeah.
And here's what magic does. Here's what an area of effect spell does.
Here's what rogue.
Here's what like, stabbing guys in the back is like. And here's what, you know, like, here's what being a warrior is all about. Like, it was, it broke all that down so you could kind of make a decision.
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately, I went with mage first, and I'll go back to that later. Yeah. Right now, I'm kind of a...
Did you buy it?
Yeah, I bought it.
Yeah, he bought it at 12 o'clock on Monday night, didn't he?
Yeah, I bought it at 12:05. I was the first person in Walmart.
Were you the only person buying that game?
I was the only person buying any video game. Like, Dead Space came out that night, too, and nobody else was picking that up. So I was just like...
That's because they were picked at Epic Games.
Well, they went to a real place to pick it up. But
a real place?
Yeah.
Walmart's not real.
Walmart
is good when you don't want to stand in line, though.
Yeah. Walmart had the regular Dead Space, but not the collector's edition.
And then GameSpot said they weren't even a hat.
Let him finish talking. We'll get to that.
Sorry.
I was going to say that GameStop didn't even have the midnight release for it. They're like, yeah, you can pick it up at, like, we think we'll be getting our shipment in by about noon. I was like, are you serious? He's like, well, I mean, it's not as big of a release as Dead Space. So,
I don't know why they would have had Dead Space and not that, though. I mean, if you're picking it up, yeah, the midnight release, I don't understand why they would
Gang Wars.
I don't understand why they would do Dead Space 2 and not do Two Worlds 2 at the same time.
I think it has to do with them paying for the express delivery when they don't have enough people to pre-order it to basically amount to anything.
Yeah, that's
possible.
That's true, too.
I don't know what it was, but he was like, yeah, you could probably pick it up by noon, on Tuesday. And I was like, well, I'm going to need to be reviewing a lot by then because I'll have to go to work at that point. Because
they did the same thing to you with, which game was it? They told you that it wasn't going to be coming out at midnight that night. They said, they pushed it back. They said, we're not going to have it.
Or not Dark
Messiah. No, it was one of the newer ones. Just last year, you pre-ordered something and then they called up and told you it wouldn't be there, so you had to pick it up the next day.
Oh, that was still didn't. I mean, was it Disciples?
I thought it was Dead Rising.
I thought it was Dead Rising as well. Yeah, you didn't get it when it first came out. They kept putting it back, telling you it wasn't in yet.
That's right.
Yeah.
That was kind of goofy.
And I don't think a lot of people pre-ordered it, that's why.
I was like, what was that game that you tried to get me to play?
How many games have we?
No, the most recent one.
Yeah, the one that I was supposed to review the week before Little Big Planet.
Oh, Venectica.
Yeah. Venectica.
You know what's surprising is not a lot of other reviewers actually reviewed that either.
Yeah.
They don't even have it. Like GameStop didn't even have it whenever I went there.
Yeah, that's the crazy thing. Like a lot of reviewers haven't even reviewed it. Huh. Like a lot of podcasts haven't even reviewed it. Still,
we might want to.
So either we can review it, and I can be very disappointed.
Let's just put up a bullshit review saying, "Yeah, it was fun." The end.
Sure. So, can't do that.
No. We just watch YouTube videos.
So what we're going to do is we're going to draw straws, and we're going to find out who's going to play Venectica. Do you think you can get a copy, Holly?
She's mad. I threw papers at her. I'm sorry.
Why did I have to bring that up?
Are we really going to
ask? He didn't ask. He didn't ask if you could play it.
Okay. Sorry, I was busy with my microphone falling down.
Yeah.
If they have it, I can.
Okay.
I'd rather get something
else. I
say
Holly
else,
and
but...
Andrew draw straws on that one.
Oh, yeah. No. I mean,
I've already written 2 reviews in a week.
Hey.
I have to write my...
Yeah, you need to get a little bit planned
LBP,
out there.
And I'm working on mine this weekend.
Well, yeah, okay, let's move on from me. There was a big release game.
What was the big release game, Trent?
Dead Space 2.
Really?
Yes.
He hasn't played it yet, though.
Yes, I have. Do you want to know what else I've been playing? Or first we playing
yeah,
that?
What else is... Yeah.
Just before I go into that day we were all playing Left 4 Dead. Did you enjoy it when I teabagged you when I was a smoker?
Yes,
that was
because
funny.
I was just randomly grabbed like through. I was jumping or something, and you grabbed me.
It was in Dead Center. Oh, yeah. It's Dead Center finale, and I grabbed you, and nobody came to save you, and I killed you. And I went ahead and I took the time to teabag you as a smoker before I ran off, and I was like teabag.
Yeah, that's what I've been playing.
It's like how you like them smoky balls?
Were you guys all in party chat still?
Yes.
Yeah, everybody was on the same.
That's got to be funny.
So like, I smoked Holly, which just there beating the crap. I was like, I just wanted to hug you. I'm like beating the crap out of her. And
it was like, don't you love
covered,
these moments
so.
We spend with yeah. each other?
I wasn't even going after you. You just had this tendency of walking in front of me right when I'm about to text
you. Dude, no,
else,
it was so sad whenever, like, okay, I don't know the names of the different...
infected
maps?
Maps. Oh, the different maps. But it's the one where you start off on the rooftop, and then you
no
either...
Mercy.
Yeah, okay, No Mercy. Everyone had already jumped down, and I was literally, like, with everybody.
When she got jockeyed, yeah.
Yeah, like, I am literally, like, jumping down, like, a second after everybody else. Yeah. And I pressed forward, I'm falling down, and then they ended up smoking me and pulling me back.
And a jockey got you.
No. It was just a smoker.
No, you were.
It was a jockey.
You were jockeyed, and we all had to run back. Because it's funny, because I was waiting in the room for you since I noticed you were left alone. And boom, you got grabbed. I couldn't get you. So we go right out there, and it's like whoever was a jockey, that was a beautiful spawn.
It was. I don't like understand that, how so. We didn't actually fall forward, though. For some reason, I was thinking it was a smoker that pulled me back, and then I got jockeyed, but it...
You stood on the lip, and you weren't fully forward yet. And you just,
yeah. I started to fall.
He pulled you back up. It was just a matter of placement whenever he grabbed you. It just automatically put you on that level. So, but anyways...
That was awesome.
Yeah.
That was terrible for me, but it was awesome.
Yeah, but anyways, I just wanted to bring the teabagger because I thought that was funny as well. Because you never see teabagging in Left 4 Dead.
Who was the one that was 69ing you at the very end?
Oh, that was me.
Was it you?
I hunted him, and he was down on the ground, and I was like, it was during Dark Carnival, and I was like, wow, this is really awkward. I'd never actually hunted somebody where I was in the 69 position when I landed. So, like, I'm over here 69ing Andrew as a hunter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just fucking ripping into him. My ass is right in his face. I was like, this is really fucking awkward.
It was weird.
Yeah. And,
how does that even happen?
I don't know.
I was already on the ground.
No, I think I attacked you from the side right when you went down because zombies knocked you down, and I just landed on him, and so I was 69.
Yeah, I was gonna think the default animation for it was to ride on the chest.
Yeah, but this one it had me in like a kind of a sideways 69 position. It's pretty funny.
It was a full 69.
It was straight up and down.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, I just wanted to bring that up because it's funny.
You changed hats.
I was getting hot. So he just didn't take the hat off. He just changed hats. Anyways.
So
but,
what else?
I played that and. Pretty much only one other thing. That was some Dead Space. You know, midnight on Monday came around, and I was like, all right, you know.
And it wasn't midnight because you're still playing
Left
4
Dead. I was still waiting. No. I'm getting to that. Midnight came around, and I was still waiting for some money to deposit. And I was like, I'm not going to go up to GameSpot and get it, or GameStop. So I ended up going up to Walmart, and I grabbed it from there. Only fucking person there to grab anything. And I got about 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I remember this because I was on my way to bed, and you're like, gonna borrow your keys.
Yeah, and I told you to leave your keys at around midnight when you got back in case I wanted to go up and grab Dead Space, so they were already out here. But anyways, I got at 3. I started playing about 5 because I was talking to some people online. I didn't want to be a dick and take away from my conversations with them. But anyways, so I start playing, and I did not stop playing until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. One sit down, all the way fucking through.
Jesus.
Beat the fucking game in one sit down. It's not because it's short. It's not short. It's addictive as fuck.
Yeah,
he has a Dead Space and a meth addiction now.
It is. Yeah. Anyway, it's not a short game. It's your typical 10, 12 hour game. But I'm going to go into something on that here in a minute. But basically, I'm in love with this fucking game. I love part one, but this one totally revitalized my entire love for the franchise. Great story, carryover from the first game. I think you were asking me what it's about and stuff, and all I really told you was that you start off as a psych patient, and you're being talked to about the marker and what happened and everything, and your girlfriend, Nicole, who's a huge character in this one. Nicole's, like, everywhere in this one. And the entire first level, you are in a straitjacket, running for your life.
Damn.
It is actually really fucking cool and really intense. You cannot fight a damn thing. You just have to keep fucking running and running and running. And they
How
don't
do
you tell
open
you
doors?
Shit. The doors are already open.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's say you clutch and stick out your tongue.
Stick out your tongue. And just go, anyway, but you use your dick because it's waving around. So, but anyways.
It's a straight jacket with just the jacket part.
Yeah, with just the jacket part. You lost your underwear somewhere. You don't know where.
Your underwear's around your ankles. You're running around a straight jacket.
Yeah.
What you've been doing, I've been sucking myself off.
Oh, that's like a necromorph tried to rape me. So I ran. Anyways, but it's really cool. You go through this, like, really creep-ass psych evaluation. This guy's... You don't answer anything, but the guy's just sitting there talking to you, and you keep seeing images as he's bringing things up. And the atmosphere in this game that they brought up, like, he starts talking to you about Nicole, and you see her silhouette in the background with a marker behind her, and you think it's just a vision, you know? Then she starts walking towards the table and actually crawls up on it, and her mouth opens up. She's got blood dripping down her face, and her jaw starts moving in this really weird direction back and forth. And then her eyes and her mouth, shining light comes out of them. And it's just fucking twisted crap. But you wake up to some guy trying to get you out of your straitjacket. He gets murdered, and you just have to run. Somebody starts telling you, meet me here, go here. That's how it all starts. And it is just really kick-ass storyline. So, and really kick-ass carryover from the first game. A lot of twists, a lot of plot, you know, just twists arounds and stuff.
So how does it end?
I'm not going to tell you.
Even if I told you, you wouldn't
fucking understand.
I know.
There's so much build-up to the end that it just, you have no, once you get there, you're just like, this makes no fucking sense whatsoever. If I was to tell you how it just ends. Because every little conversation you have with Nicole and other people all mounts up to the overall story. So you have to really pay attention to stuff. Even the audio logs and text logs you pick up, this time factor in.
Do any of the audio logs from the old game carry over?
Like the random ones you would pick up, like the stories that were presented in them?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a few because this
like
is...
how Mass Effect was bringing back shit from the first game.
Yeah, yeah. So actually what's cool is you find a text log when you're inside of some area near the beginning, and they'll show a picture of the person who wrote it right next to him, and one of them is one of the characters from Dead Space Extraction, who was a Unitologist character from that game. And he's also in the cinematic commercials for Dead Space, because his character apparently is a lot more important, they've made out, than originally thought. So, and there's a couple of people they bring up. Of course, Nicole from the first game, and the game actually starts with a two-way conversation with Nicole and you when she first got to the Ishimura, and about how you pushed her to go, and she's happy about that because it's giving her a chance to do stuff. That's all about kind of how he blames himself for everything, that's kind of the beginning of that, showing that he blames himself for everything that happened on the Ishimura with Nicole. And that's what this game is like, kind of focuses around, but it doesn't end on that note. What's really cool is I like this game because it had a lot of, like I said, background, but it lets you know more about the whole universe, like the Unitologist. When you go to their church in the game, they have these six little plaque things you can walk up to. And they're numbered, and it'll actually tell you the whole history of Unitology, where it started, how it was formed, what it was based on, and where it is now. So I thought that was really cool because it was sort of a
central theme in the first game.
It was a central theme in the first game, but they really didn't explain a whole lot other than Altman and all that. But this one actually goes into more of an insider point of view. So what's cool is the locator they had in the first game, where you could sit there and shine a beam and it'll show you which way you need to go. They changed it now to where you can actually hold that button down, the right directional stick, and then you can use your D-pad to push up and down and switch between benches, save stations, shops, and it'll show you which way you need to go to get to each one. I like that because they got rid of the map. There's no longer any map like there used to be inside of the menus.
Well, the menus are still, like, everything's still
hologram. Yeah, there's no pausing unless you press start. But yeah, you go into a bench.
You gotta make sure an area is cleared out before you check your
inventory. Yeah, you go into a bench or a store or into your menu, you're still open to get attacked, as well as walk around. If you're in your menus, you can walk around and stuff, and you can aim where the menu will just go away as soon as you do, if I remember. And the sound design for the game is 10 times better than the first game. I mean, it's actually eerie. Like, creepy, eerie.
I thought the first game was eerie.
This one, well, one thing I always loved about, and I was talking to Andrew about this earlier when I was standing outside class with him, was that the way they design stuff, like the electronics and everything in the game in the first one, is everything had a guttural kind of sound to it, just like the creatures do. So the static that kicks on before your heads-up display comes on when somebody calls you sounds like one of the, you know, seekers or something like that, or one of the enemies. So it always scares the shit out of you whenever somebody sends you a message. And they carry that over in this one, and you're on a moon base in this one, and so there's like all kinds of new technology everywhere, and everything makes noises. Like you actually end up in a few shopping districts, and you hear background music playing, like Muzak.
Yeah.
And it's actually creepy because like the system administrator, the AI will come on and start talking, and it's like screwing up all the time. So you hear these really loud pops and like screeches and stuff coming out of the loudspeakers, and that makes it kind of really creepy as hell. So, and also the Nicole scenes, just all the background like screaming, and of course Twinkle Twinkle Little Star makes a return. So that was always one of my favorite parts in the first game. Let me think. The Zero G mechanics switched over, because they used to have the thing where you just point and you would jump to a platform in Zero G. This time you can actually free roam.
Yeah, I saw you do it a fight in Zero-G.
Yeah, it's fucking amazing. It's really fun because you can just fly all over the place and use rockets that are attached to you and everything. And they carry that over. They got rid of, in the first game, you had this turret type thing you sat down in, and you had to sit there and protect the ship from asteroids. They don't have anything like that in this one, but they replaced it by entering a whole bunch of cool, like, little gameplay sequences where you got to use zero-G travel at high speeds to duck objects and fly through debris and stuff, and that's pretty fucking badass. I really enjoyed the hell of it. Combat in it is a pain in the ass because you get really disoriented really fast. So if you turn or something like that, the whole room won't just turn the direction you're going. Sometimes it'll move up and down, so you can get really disoriented. So they actually have a button you can push that'll reorient you to where your feet are aiming down. So,
oh, you mean combat in Zero-G?
Yeah. Yeah, because you do have a couple parts where you have to fight in Zero-G. Let's see. What was it? I would suggest, if you're going to play it with subtitles, because it makes it so much more creepier, because there's sometimes you can't understand, like with Nicole, you can't understand what she's saying because it's so staticky. But if you, and it's really loud, but if you put on subtitles, you can understand what she's saying. And it just makes it 10 times fucking creepier when you actually know what's being stated and crap, because she'll sit there and talk about some of the most weirdest shit while you're running around. And one thing that I've actually been asked by a few people about the game was the Ishimura was a ship in the first game. And people kept asking me, because even before the game came out, people were wondering if you're going to go back to the Ishimura or not. You do.
That's so cool.
Not saying how or why, but you do.
Is it a pretty big game, like, compared to the first one, or is it about the same length?
It's about the same length, because the first one was like 8 hours. Yeah. This one's about 10 hours, but that was my first run through. I clocked about eight, it's about 9-10 hours. This time, I'm running through it on a harder setting, which is Zealot.
I heard that you only get 3 saves with that.
No, that's hardcore. That's hardcore setting. Because normal settings, what I ran through the first time, then there's Survivor, or Survival, and then there's Zealot, and then there's Hardcore. I have to beat on Zealot to unlock Hardcore, and I still don't know if I'm going to try on Hardcore. Because you can only save 3 times throughout the entire game.
Whenever if you die, does it take you back to your last save?
Yeah. It takes you back to your last save, not the last checkpoint. So you could lose like 3-4 hours of gameplay if you die. So
that'd be pretty frustrating. And I heard... Okay, I heard another cast...
What's that?
...talking about the Zealot mode, basic... Or not Zealot, but Hardcore mode. Yep. Saying that, yeah, when you die like that, it's going to be like a huge track back.
It can. It can.
And it only takes like 1 hit to kill you, so you better know like where all the enemies are going to come from.
Yeah. Sometimes that doesn't even help, man. Sometimes it's... there's some areas that are so big when you walk into like an atrium for the mall plaza. It's so huge, and they've beefed up a lot of the enemies. Like the guys that would crawl on the ground that had the tail.
Yeah.
Those guys are 10 times more deadly now. They fling themselves from like 30 feet away right into you, and it fucking hurts when they do. So you have to have stasis ready to go. The only way you want to do hardcore is you want to play through it about 3-4 times. I'd even say five
so
or six.
You memorized?
No. Five or not because you haven't memorized, so that you can max out all your weapons because there's carryover.
I heard it takes you back to 0 for hardcore though.
It does.
Yeah.
Oh fuck that. Oh, that's bullshit.
That's why it's hardcore.
Oh, that's bullshit. They let you carry your shit over. Oh man, that's total crap. Because and whenever you beat it, because
you just leveled up your plasma cutter, didn't you?
My first run through, all I used was the refurbished plasma cutter, which I got as an extra. So, and that's. Plasma cutter is always my favorite weapon, just because it's fast.
That's
it's
the
efficient.
One that you could spin it sideways and vertical, right?
Yeah, I love that one because it's fast, it's efficient. It does once you beef it up, it sets enemies on fire, and it does a lot of good damage. And this run through, my second one, I beefed up the pulse rifle just because it's really handy for taking out the pack, those little kids that run around, because you can just get them all into a nice straight line and just fucking lay into them with pulse rifle. So. And also it helps with, if you're into like, what is it called, Guardians or whatever, the big motherfuckers, you can just use stasis on them and then use it to cut through their limbs.
What did you think about the Your Mom Hates Dead Space?
That was fantastic.
That is a really good ad campaign.
Yeah.
5 out of 5 moms disagree with this.
Yeah. Game. Yeah, I was talking to my girlfriend. I made her watch it, and she doesn't like Dead Space, so she thought it was a cool-looking game. And she watched it, and I said, that's an ingenious ad campaign. She's like, yeah, it is.
Well, I was watching something on the making of the Moms Hate Dead Space, and they're saying, well, we figured that the right barometer for the pulse on people, you know, is if your mom hates it, it's probably going to be good.
Yeah.
So we did this ad campaign. I think what they did, like 300, like middle...
200.
200?
Yeah, I think it's 200 middle-aged women from all over, like not so from all different
types.
Well,
I think it looked like California, but they said that they wouldn't disclose where it was.
Yeah, I meant to say not from all over, but I meant from like all different walks of life, like different types of people and stuff.
Well, there's people from like in their like 70s and 80s to like people in their 40s and 50s.
One of them was crying. Did you see
her? Yeah,
her eyes
were
all fucking watering. She wasn't crying because she was afraid. She was crying because of... She was so offended, and she was just crying. I think one of them was going on about... This is horrible trash, mind-numbing, violent-provoking type stuff. You should be ashamed of, you know, letting people play this because all it does is promotes them to do horrible things to each other. And I was like, no, only recombinated dead people. I would never do some of that to a person.
I like the one that said you had to be on meth to play this.
Yeah. That was a good one. No.
It's like, what are you guys on?
I mean, the mother should be happy to know that we're well-trained if there is ever a zombie apocalypse or anything like that. We're okay with killing them.
Yeah.
We're going to be the ones saving your ass.
So if you turn, Holly, I'm blowing your head off.
If you know better.
You know what? That's
okay.
Better,
I'm doing it first.
You're not saving other people's asses. You're saving your own ass. You know, if it's convenient for you to help somebody else.
Yeah.
So.
But we're the ones that are taking all the zombies down.
One of the things, though, with Dead Space 2 that I was happy to see, which I didn't even touch on until today, was multiplayer. I was so happy to see multiplayer. And
what do you think the longevity on that is?
I can see it being kind of long.
I see maybe 2 weeks. leagues. To be honest, I mean, I'm not a fanboy for Dead Space, and I played it a little bit.
Assassin's Creed. I'll get back into that, and I'll probably play the multiplayer again. But honestly, I'm going to still keep playing my Halo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, this isn't going to be
in my Left 4 Dead. Like people aren't going to play this for the multiplayer.
Dead Space isn't a big multiplayer title. And this isn't, I don't even think this is the beginning of a trend that they're going to try and start. I think it's just something for fun they put in, but it is insanely fun to play. Because you play either four survivors, or you play the Necromorphs.
So it's very Left 4 Dead.
Sort of. You have...
In space.
You have...
In space!
Yeah, I don't know if they bring out anything special. Like they have this
Do they have
called
Coach
tripods.
In a space helmet?
No, I can't wait to get me a cheeseburger. Yeah, no, they don't have that. But
sorry, guys.
Maybe they'll put out a skin pack. That'll just be funny. But it's really cool because I think there's an odd number of levels you can go up. I think it's like 54 is the max level, maybe 60. All I saw was something that you could unlock at level 54. But it's weird because when you start off, you have one suit, a plasma cutter, and a pulse rifle. And one shot of stasis. That's it. That's really crap to have because it means you can freeze one enemy or two that are close together.
Well, but you also have three other buddies with you.
You got three other buddies, but you have no idea how hard it is to get separated.
Is there an endless supply of necromorphs? Or I mean,
yes. So there's AI and there's players.
Okay.
So you're not just playing because whenever you get attacked or whenever you see a necromorph, it'll have the player's name above it so you know who's what. And sometimes you won't have a name above anybody. That means they're an AI one. So it's just a constant fucking stream of all different types, from the lurkers, which are the dog ones that shoot the three tentacles, to the rippers, or they're called. You have the spitter, which is the one that throws up on you now. And that's a pain in the ass because it slows you down, is what it does. Then they have the little pack, the little baby ones. And... those are a big pain in the ass, and they beef up all the characters from the regular game for the multiplayer, so it's a lot harder to kill them. And it's objective-based maps, so you have stuff you have to do.
So, and then the necromorphs are just slowing you down, basically.
Yeah, their job is to wipe you guys out as much as they can. Yeah, well, basically not let you get your objective finished by fucking you over and over again. So there's a bit of strategy in it for how you want to attack is... as humans or as necromorphs.
Were you having a hard time finding a game, or was it just...
It was pretty quick.
No, it was pretty damn fast. We joined into a game instantaneously. We just went into one that was already in the quick match. And we left with, I think, second place score. The humans won, but we left with the second highest kill rate. It was me and Andrew passing back and forth. We had no idea how to play this, and we were playing humans. And so I kind of knew how the controls were for humans, and we actually dished out a fuck ton of damage. We died, I think... 8 times, but we killed
20-something.
Yeah, 20-some-odd people. So it's pretty easy to pick up if you play the regular game. You just have to basically be in that paranoia state where you're watching your ass 24/7. So. Yeah,
the only thing I really haven't heard you talk about so far, what have they improved from the original game? Like, are the menus and the... I mean, you talked a little bit about the map, but I mean, is like the weapons improved or the graphics improved?
It looks like they... Now, I haven't researched this, but it looks like they use the same engine... but utilized it a lot better by getting rid of a lot of stuff. So they...
do you mean they upped the resolution on the textures? Or?
It seems like they upped a little bit of resolution. It looks really fucking sweet on HD. And
well, I mean, that's when I was looking at the preview for Mass Effect 2 for PlayStation 3.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
they took it from the 720p textures up to the 1080p.
Yeah. I think they left it at 720. I'm not sure. I haven't researched it yet. But all I have noticed is it looks like they're using the same engine. They're just utilizing it a lot better this time. There's no glitches whatsoever. I had one problem in the entire game where I walked into an elevator and it killed me. But I think the problem was that I was talking to somebody on the phone. I think I pressed the back button, so I was walking backwards. So when the door closed, it sliced me up. I think that's what happened. So I'm pretty sure there's no glitches, period.
Well, that's one of the things I liked about Visceral is like Dante's Inferno, freaking 60 frames per second.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
No glitches. I mean, they play test the shit out of their stuff.
And they push for that 60 frames per second.
Yeah,
I
mean,
they really
polished games.
Oh, yeah. And hardly any problems whatsoever. In this one, I remember running into a couple glitches in Dead Space 1, and in this one, I didn't find a single
Well, it was a different company
one.
That made Dead Space 1, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was EA.
EA Redwood.
Yeah, it's EA Redwood.
Yeah, and this one is published by EA, but Visceral's the one that took it over.
Yeah, Visceral's the one that took it over. And
I really hope they keep doing stuff. They do great.
They did a fantastic job with this one taking it over because they brought in that gruesomeness they had in Dante's Inferno with some of the creature designs. Some of the new ones are just fucked up as hell looking. And you can really... It's like you have the Charger... Like, they have some new enemies they brought in. Like I was telling Andrew about, my favorite one is called the... what's it called? Fuck, do you remember what I called them?
The baby exploders?
No, not the baby exploders. Yeah, the ones that are like raptors.
Oh.
Hunters or whatever. And these hunters, they're like raptors. They even make sounds, like the little bird chirps in Jurassic Park 3 and shit. And what they do is you walk into a cargo hold, so you have like all these different cargo boxes around you can't see, and you start walking out, and you'll see something jump from the rafters down the floor, and you stop, and then you see a little head poke out from on top of the boxes, and when you go to shoot at it, it drops back down. You'll see them lurk around the corner, and then go back, and then they'll just fucking, you'll start walking towards it, and what you don't notice is the one on the fucking right that comes barreling and charges into you and knocks you into a fucking wall. So they attack, like the rafters do. In Jurassic Park, and I really thought that was awesome as shit. I was really impressed. I thought that is fucking funny as hell. And if you pull off an achievement, which is to, I think, kill one of them without taking damage, the achievement's even called Clever Girl.
Oh, so.
Like Jurassic Park. Yeah,
back to Jurassic Park.
Total characters. Nod back to him. And the game has a great sense of humor with stuff. It really does.
It's just scary as hell.
Huh? It's got a lot of tension. Takes a lot to scare me, but... That's got a lot of great tension.
Yeah, I'm still going to be a pussy. It'll be a while before I play this.
Just watch me play.
We got to beat the first game first, buddy.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, here's what I was going to say about the gameplay at the time, though. Yeah, like I was trying to say earlier, is that it took me about 9 to 10 hours to go through it on regular mode, on normal. But it seems that on Zealot, I'm speed running the shit out of it because I'm already at like under 5 hours. I'm already on chapter 10. So I'm just booking it through because I know where everything is. I know what I'm doing. And so if you want to speed run it, I think I'm right near the end because I'm on the Ishimura. So I think I can actually beat it in less than 5 hours, maybe 5.5 hours on Zealot mode. So it's one of those games where if you got like an afternoon to kill, yeah, you could definitely speed run it. So, but yeah.
Fair enough. Did anybody play the Bulletstorm demo?
No.
No.
That came out earlier today.
Yesterday. 25th.
Thought it comes out on Wednesdays.
He's been talking about that since I got home. He's like, did you play the demo?
Why didn't you play the demo?
I did.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it cool?
It's pretty cool.
I unfortunately did not.
They let you know right at the beginning, yeah, this is a demo. Yeah, this is basically something we built just for the demo. Have fun. Beat your friends at the score. It's 10 minutes long, basically.
Nice.
But it's got a scoreboard on it, so you can beat your friends... for the score for all the different kills. I got the voodoo doll, which is where you fling somebody up and then you kick them into like some spikes, which is actually pretty cool. Then you have like the
they have achievements on the demo?
Not achievements, they're called special kills.
Just special kills. Oh, okay.
You're trying to beat people on their kill style, so like,
oh cool,
there's all sorts of different kills. Like there was one where you kick this guy and he goes past a plant, the plant eats him.
It's like a big funnel plant.
So I can't remember. There's one called, like, the... they do say dick tits in that, too.
Really?
Yeah, they said something else. Awesome. I forgot. But nice. I'll have to show you to you guys before you leave. But it has
I
a pretty decent...
Download it.
It has a pretty... Well, it'll take you, like, 2 years.
That's true.
It's, like, almost two
like
gigs.
Like a Yeti laugh.
I know. It's pretty goofy. Like... <I'm> a Murloc.
Yeah, no. It's like...
But yeah, it's fairly short, but I mean it's a good short.
I hear the coffee pot. Sorry, I just keep laughing. Sorry.
I'm drinking a lot of coffee to clear up my sinuses. But yeah, I think you guys should try it out. The frame rate was excellent. Looks pretty cool.
I have to go grab it tonight whenever I grab that money.
There was a part in it where it was called like a slide something or other. I forgot what it was, but basically you like slide. You kick this guy, you knock him back, and when you're knocking him back, you're supposed to like shoot him in the groin. There was another one called like, yeah. So. There was another one I forgot what it was, but it was some butt fucking joke where you like shot a guy in the asshole.
It's called like the daddy's
the pipe cleaner or something like that.
I called the daddy's home.
Ow.
So,
but Yeah, there's some pretty funny stuff in it. I liked it pretty well. It's basically anytime you knock a guy into the air, they go into slow motion, so you have a little bit of time to like fuck around with them.
This is just basically a grudge fuck, kill your friends type game, isn't it?
What's what it is.
And no story.
Well, there's your space pirate.
Space pirates. You ever seen that movie Space Truckers with Dennis Hopper?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just thought of that. It was.
But isn't that based off a Deep Purple song?
I can't remember. Yeah, because they have it in the movie, I think. When they're going around, yeah.
All right, so I need to watch that movie again. Anybody else play any video games?
Crysis 2 demo?
No.
You guys suck.
I forgot to mention something. On the demo for Dead Space.
Yeah.
Anybody who played the demo and tried to judge the game off that, don't. The game is like 100 times fucking better. It is so fucking severely sweet. So... yeah, it is. All right. Some of the crap they make you do, you don't want to do because you know it's going to be bad. So,
I guess that kind of wraps it up for video games, doesn't it?
That is the end of video games for this week.
Want to take a break? Want to get a Coke?
Yeah, I just got me a beer. Yeah. Anybody got any news?
I've been sick and I've been poop sucking two worlds.
Yeah. I've got one piece of news that I thought was kind of cool. For the most part, there wasn't much surprising shit going on.
The world was on pause for the week.
I know.
Yeah.
I don't know what was going on. It was a blur.
I think everything was focused on the Tucson shooting thing. So
yeah. Because the guy who was caught doing it said he was not guilty.
Oh,
the Oscars got announced.
Yeah, they got announced.
Nobody really gives a shit about that anymore. At least I don't.
Christopher Nolan got anything. Nothing was given, or no nominations for Inception. A little depressing.
Did they give Michael Bay one?
What movie did Michael Bay?
Don't tell me he's producing the Oscars. That's how Michael Bay got a fucking Oscar nomination. I do have a piece of news when you get.
Let's see here. The coolest thing I saw was I forgot where I read it, but here in the next couple weeks, Oregon Trails and Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego is going to be on Facebook.
Facebook?
I'm going to be balls deep on some Oregon Trails.
Yeah. See another Facebook game.
So you can give your party dysentery.
I know. Grandpa died of starvation.
You just pulled into Dodge City. What do you want to do? Bang hookers. Everybody dies of herpes and syphilis. You're like, damn. Why does it always happen in Dodge City? Fuck.
that's kind of cool. That's kind of cool. I think it's like February 2nd or 6th or even number February is when it's going to be out.
Even number?
In February.
Well, and you're probably not going to have to pay anything for it.
Probably not. And it's Oregon Trails.
That's what Facebook is now. It's a conduit for casual gaming.
Yeah. Oregon Trails. I was hardcore about some Oregon Trails.
It's pretty much like Carmen Sandiego. It's a text-based game.
Dude, Carmen Sandiego.
That was a fun game.
Fuck it. Like, Where in Time.
Did you have the dictionary?
Fucking rocked. Yes.
The dictionary.
You ever played it with a dictionary?
No.
Dude,
okay, so it's a PC game, and they ask you questions, you look it up, and then...
Yeah. They had one. I
was a child genius.
They had one that worked with an atlas as well. You sit there and look up maps.
It came with a book or with a dictionary. You'd look shit up.
That doesn't sound like fun at all.
Man, I used to play the TV show at home. I'd watch it and sit there and do that because that was fun.
I did too.
I liked the commissioner chick or whatever name was.
Except you were probably close to 16 when that came.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't fucking matter.
He's a child at heart.
Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? Remember the Rockettes?
God.
Yeah, the Carmen. Was it the Carmen Rockettes?
You almost caught her.
Yeah. It's like, wah, wah, wah. Well, not only are you dumb, but you're fat and pudgy. You're off the show. So
that's about the extent of my news.
Yeah, my news was just that those demos are out. Crysis is just multiplayer only. Looks beautiful.
Nice. I wasn't a big fan of Crysis 1.
Crysis 2 has lots of aliens, though.
That makes it better, I guess.
No, that's because that jumps it out of that modern warfighter genre that I'm not a big fan of. And into the sci-fi genre, and so that's making.
So
me happy.
They just need to rehash and give them new skins, and you're all about it.
So it takes.
So they rehashed it, and they gave me some modern weaponry that wasn't like modern warfare, like some laser guns.
So it takes.
Okay,
it out
so,
of,
so they get rid of bullets and put lasers. You'd be so, all on board.
So it takes. Yeah, when they get away that party game.
When it gets away from being something realistic into something dorky, then yes, I'm all about it.
Yeah, there's all those frat boys who don't like sci-fi games, like, but they love first-person shooters, like, you know, Modern Warfare, and they're just like, God damn it. But he's all happy about it.
So, you are not a frat boy.
So we know.
Congrats.
Well, there's those people who hate that like playing first-person shooters, but they hate them when they have a sci-fi type element like Halo, so they play Modern Warfare, Call of Duty, all that bullshit. And
not that there's anything really wrong with them. I'm just bored as shit with them, to be honest with you.
Yeah, they keep rehashing out the same thing.
Well, I remember you hate first-person shooters that are realistic, like reality-based.
Yeah,
I just
can't get into it. Like, I might play Homefront, but that's really going to be all your bag.
Yeah, I want to play that game.
Homefront is reality-based, but it's like alternate kind of reality-based where, you know,
North Korea's here. That might be kind of cool.
Yeah, that might be kind of interesting. It's like Red Dawn, you know. So and everybody.
It's being written by the guy that wrote Red Dawn. Yeah. I really like that movie.
That's a great movie with Mr. Swayze, sexy Swayze.
Was Swayze in that?
Yeah, he played the main character in it.
See, my dad was such a Republican. He's like, this is what'll happen.
He's like, this is why I have so many guns. The Ruskies will be coming.
That's why my dad put the Red Scare to me at the age of like. Well, that kind of came out like in the 80s, didn't it?
Yeah, it was because of the whole, like, there was that one, Running on Empty with River Phoenix was
remember,
all about Russians
remember Hunt for the Red
America.
October?
Yes, with Sean Connery and Gabriel Burns, I think. That's a great
movie. Yeah, all
movie.
Those, like, commie scare movies my dad was making me watch when I was a kid.
These two were fucking born afterwards, but you and I grew up during the whole...
I was three when Russia fell.
Yeah, we grew up in the whole end of the Cold War thing, and it was fucking paranoia, dude. Everybody was afraid, because in the 50s, everybody was afraid they were going to drop the bomb. 60s, everybody was going to drop the bomb. 70s, nobody gave a shit because everybody was drunk and fucked up on drugs. Then we
and
were doing
disco.
The Korean War. And then in the
80s, we had the arms race.
That's when everybody...
70s was not the Korean War.
No, late 60s. It was on top of the afterfall.
Vietnam?
Vietnam. Sorry. But yeah, then we had the Korean War. And then the 80s, everybody finally stopped doing so much, like, you know, LSD, started focusing more on cocaine, and the paranoia set in. And they were like, oh, fuck! they could drop the bomb, you know. So everybody
well, remember we had the
bomb shots.
We had the fucking bomb drills in a school and shit that. They tell you how to hide under your desk, and we had
cover.
I remember when I was in Boy Scouts, they told us how to. Like, how to survive a nuclear bomb. It was with, like, newspaper and all sorts of shit.
Newspaper?
They just wanted to instill hope.
No, no, it's like if you built a nuclear fallout shelter, you could insulate it with newspaper.
Really?
I'm not kidding.
Yeah, it's stuff that would not fucking work. They're not saying, if a nuclear blast happens, pull the Morning Times over your body. It'll protect you. No, that's not true. I like the one where they tell you to duck because if the blast doesn't kill you, it'll at least shield your eyes from melting inside of the skull.
Yeah, but so it'll keep you from going blind.
Yeah. Like, I think I might want to be blind. They're like, no, you don't. It'll be dangerous walking around all that debris and spilling gas lines and fires. I'm like,
I don't want
to
see
I'd
that.
Rather die than have to deal with that at the age of 8. It's like, if I duck and cover and I come back up and all my G.I. Joes are melted, I'm calling you. Okay? They can't duck and cover.
Yeah,
you
know? In the 80s, man, there was a big reality about the scare. I mean,
I remember being told, like, how to just to hide under your desk.
Yeah, but
like, we were just told about that.
Yeah, but yours was all because of the whole...
terrorism.
Yeah, the homegrown terrorism and the Middle East issue,
like
which is flaring
like
the up
Oklahoma
at the
City
time.
Bombing happened.
Yeah, and then the World Trade Center in 2001. And you were in school during that time.
Yeah. I was in high school, and then with the World Trade Center, I was on my third year of college.
Yeah,
I was in eighth grade.
Yeah, so you guys more had to deal with local terrorism, which nobody was afraid that the local terrorisms had domestic terrorism had nuclear bombs.
And we had to deal with intruders on campus.
Yes. We had TPD at my school. That was so ridiculous. We had the TPD at my school.
I had someone that came to school in a trench coat. That was terrible.
God, everybody I knew in high school wore a trench
coat. Yeah, that's a funny thing. So I was a big Uber dork in high school, and I had a trench coat that made me stop wearing it. And I was just like,
they kicked a kid out of my school, like out of my class, because
trench
he kept on
mafia.
Wearing a trench coat.
I was already out of school whenever that happened. It was like right after I got out of school that happened, so I didn't have to deal with it. The worst part, though,
my senior year.
Well, I was already out, and I was driving around with a friend of mine, and that had just happened. It's a friend of mine's brother, his younger brother, and he was a fucking uber fucking mega dork whatsoever. And he was all like, you know, oh, fuck, trench coat mafia, blah, blah, blah. I was like, you know, if you're going to get in my car and take the trench coat off, because I
don't
want to
get
be
pulled
seen.
Over.
I don't want to be seen with you in public with that thing on. Not because...
Trench coat sales diminish.
Yeah, not because I'm a fascist about it. It's just I don't want to have to deal with the ramifications. He wouldn't do it. We go to the mall. When I come back out, I run over a beer bottle because somebody saw us get out, you know, and they saw the trench coat mafia. his trench coat, and they put a fucking beer bottle underneath my back tire just because they're like, you know,
fuck. Well, no, and now, like, and now they're at the point where people are trying to keep kids from wearing camouflage at school.
Oh, yeah.
You
can't wear
camouflage at school anymore because they think it's unsafe and it's gang-related. It's a gang-related color now.
So that's a gang color? Is like four colors at once?
Yeah, apparently.
Is that like, just like that fucking techno print they put on there now?
What about the...
It looks like...
Digiprint?
Yeah, I was going to say.
What about the... that's what I was going to ask, is what about the Saudi Arabia? Sorry, the Desert Storm print where it's all the digital... Can you not wear that?
You can't wear any camouflage.
Because that was the army trying to be high tech. That was pretty cool, you know?
No, and that's... Oh, let me tell you, you stick out as the fucking...
That's like a
sore thumb walking around the town with that shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. It's very fucking high tech.
Like, man, if we're, like, rolling around in, like... Like fucking
throw
Nova
up,
Scotia. And it was winter time.
You look like a biscotti stick, just to be honest with you.
Yeah, and they like okay,
white
and then
oh, it's white. No, it's not white. It's kind of grayish. Mm. It's just different shades of gray and kind of
it's like
urban
green
camo.
Yeah, I know
it's
what you're
white
talking about.
And gray
yeah.
and. Supposed to blend in with structures
yeah.
somehow.
They're supposed to lose your silhouette, basically. I'm like, we're driving around fucking...
So you're like Peter Pan in the shadow.
We're driving around in like 32-ton vehicles.
Trying to catch up
with
the
shadow. I don't know how we're supposed to hide.
You're like, I need to sew that.
And they actually, other than that, we were watching
the
news.
Yeah.
We were watching the news, and they're trying to make it illegal for joggers to listen to headphones
in Arkansas
because it's unsafe.
What the fuck, man?
I know. Like, we're just not going to be able to do anything
in a park. I can understand headphones. See, whenever I go out walking, like to get somewhere, I usually put one headphone in. I leave the other one out.
Yeah,
and it's usually whatever side because I usually walk on the right side of the street constantly. So I usually have the left headphone out. So that way, traffic is always in my fucking left ear.
Right.
Music's on my right ear, so I don't have to worry about somebody, like, you know, honking at me or something. I can't hear them. I can hear everything that goes on. And that I can understand slightly with street walking.
It's still your
street
choice.
Street walking.
It's still your choice.
Yeah. I mean, if you're running in the street and you can't hear a car, the car hits you, that's still your fault.
If you're dumb enough to not look fucking both ways where you cross the street.
Yeah, if that's the case, that's
the
your fault.
Yeah,
still.
That's your parents' fault for not raising you right, okay? Now, if I want to wear a pair of headphones while I'm walking, that's my fucking business. All right?
Exactly.
If I am a dumbass and get hit by a car, that's my fucking
fault.
I just waltzed right out of the fucking street. So don't ruin it for everybody just because a couple fucking pedestrians are fucking morons.
Yeah, and I think they're also saying something about texting while you're walking.
Oh, I saw that fucking shit.
Yeah.
I swear to God. Well, you know, she's
sued.
No. You know that she's already in court for identity theft and everything.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, apparently.
She's
been
in
a long-going battle. Well, no, she wanted an apology. And she got pissed.
Sued.
Yeah, because no security guards helped her. The guard that videotaped it, though,
it was
he got fired.
Camera.
Yeah, he got.
It was the guy who released
it.
It
was hilarious, and he was obviously way too high to do anything about it. Not
it was
too high,
funny.
Like.
But he was, no,
you know,
he
just,
wasn't. No, he wasn't behind the camera. He was in an office.
Yeah, he was in an office.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, then he was in an office.
Yeah.
He's not near you.
He got fired for
releasing
on YouTube.
It's fucking hilarious.
It is fucking funny, but that chick is actually in the middle of being sued for I think one or two counts of identity fraud, like identity theft. So
you know
she's a
okay,
scam
okay.
artist. She's a
maybe,
scam artist. So.
Maybe they were actually, maybe she really was actually video. In the middle of stealing someone's identity whenever she fell into
so
the
it's
fountain.
Called, it's called intervention. That's
so,
what it is.
So he actually helped everyone.
The fountain intervened is what it is. I think that fountain should get a fucking accommodation.
It should.
But
now it should.
But no, she's a fucking charlatan fucking con artist, and to be honest with you, I kind of think that she might have done it on purpose. Because if you look at the video, her leg goes up a little bit higher before she goes into the fucking fountain. It does.
I don't know.
I watched
I'd
it
have
over
to,
and
I'd
over
have
again.
To watch it.
It goes up a little bit higher than all of her. She's like walking. Oh, bam, right
oh,
in there.
Oh, no.
So either she thought it was a step or she was faking. So.
Oh, no.
But, yeah.
Okay, so what was your piece of news?
Oh, I was just going to talk about it. We were making a joke about that Tucson thing. And I was like, yeah, did anybody hear? Oh, my God. No, but no. Did you hear about what that fucker, the guy who was caught red-handed shooting all these people, and it's not on the grounds of insanity. He just said, I'm not guilty. I didn't do it.
He just said, I'm not guilty.
Was he taped?
No backup, no backup.
Everybody saw
no
him. He was arrested right then and there.
It was a
speaking engagement for the fucking, I think it was Congress guy and some other chick.
No,
it's
the chick.
Yeah,
the
but
chick
the congressman, though, who's
the
there, he got shot.
The girl.
No, there was a congressman, an actual guy.
The judge.
Judge Hulk or whatever his name is. Yeah,
Hulk?
It's like Hulk, H-O, H-O.
He died.
And
the 9-year-old.
Yeah, and the 9-year-old. Did you see the photos where they had the chick's skirt from when she fell where it was like pulled up to her belly and they took pictures of her?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I was just like, man, that's fucking rude.
You know what they're doing? Now that they're not bashing on politics, they've started going to gaming because he was an avid text-based gamer.
See, that's so fucking
text-based gamer?
Wow.
That's
so dumb.
So he played a MUD, and this was what caused it.
Yeah.
So this is our fault.
Hold on. So I'm listening to the radio, one of our local talk radios, because I just flip on there every now and then. And I heard this news report that gaming can cause avid gamers are more likely to have anxiety and have delusional thoughts. No, he goes, studies show. Number one, what studies?
Yeah.
You can't just get on there and just fucking say whatever you
want.
Who said that? It was a talk radio. It was just a news thing.
He didn't cite his reference.
He did not cite his reference.
Was it Rush Limbaugh?
No, it wasn't. Okay. No, it was local news.
Loco.
And Loco, I was just like, I was
obviously
like,
Loco.
Way to go, fucking. I'm not gonna drop the name.
Go ahead. Make him look like a douchebag.
No, it wasn't an individual. It was the news station. It was their news. I don't know who said it. But I'm like, way to go. Now some mom was driving home.
Yeah, no shit.
Just caught that part. Heard about the Tucson. Hearing he's a gamer. Mm. Way to go.
Good. Now her son or daughter can't
that's
play
what
video
happens
games anymore.
During times like this when something does happen that somebody spurts out. One little thing. Like they could say Charles Manson was a LARPer. Oh, next thing that people are going to be like, well, you know what? The reason he did what he did, which really wasn't anything, he got people to do it for him, was because he was LARPing. He was having people act out.
You just have to find reasons, and it's so stupid.
Nobody has responsibility for their actions.
No, they just blame it on everything else.
This is a big fucking nerdgasm. I'm not the biggest D&D guy in the world, but I was not allowed to play D&D on the grounds that it would cause me to do shit like that.
Probably because your parents watched Tom Hanks' Dungeons & Dragons.
I don't know. It was an awful movie.
Actually, it was a really good movie.
But no, I wasn't allowed to do any of that shit when I was a kid because of things like that. Not like a huge gamer, pen-to-pencil kind of guy. But
you turned out fine.
I turned out pretty normal.
I mean, occasionally I hear a hooker scream from your room. But, you know, it's just, I always figured that you guys were having fun. But I never see her leave. And then I see you taking her shoes.
A lot of trash bags.
I see you taking her shoes to the trash can in the morning.
I get a lot of clear plastic.
I often wonder what that's about.
All right, Dexter.
You're always asking me if I have spare hacksaw blades.
Mine's dull. Seriously, I gave you one 2 days ago.
Mine's warped, snags and bone. I mean, wood.
But I mean, it's kind of ridiculous that people always turn to this, and it's a big scapegoat for everything.
It's
the generation right before us too that does it. So ridiculous.
What that generation?
Generation
Y?
No,
before us.
Baby boomers.
The baby boomers. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, me and him are Gen X.
You guys are Gen Y.
Yeah.
No, well, and these people who were literally 1960s, 1970s.
Disestablishmentarianism.
They're anti-authority, anti-everything.
I can't say Venezuela.
Venezuela? Dude, the way you said it just fucked me.
Venezuela, not Venezuela.
I went to speech classes for 10 years.
Well, yeah. But these people...
It doesn't show.
The Weather Underground was their generation. The Klan, when they came back, was their generation.
Blame everybody else.
Black Panthers was their generation.
Yeah, like the Black Panther... What was it? The Panther Defense Fund? Yeah,
Panther Defense
Fund. We were watching this video of the Rolling Stones, Gimme Shelter, and this chick's over at their fucking festival walking around with this big thing that says Panther Defense Fund going like, care to give money to the Panther Defense Fund? And this black guy starts to give her a quarter. She's like, it's to help basically, you know, bankrupt them financially, prosecute them and send them to jail and totally tear apart their establishment. The guy drops a quarter and he has this look on his face like, can I get my quarter back?
but back to what I was saying.
No, wait, you got a really valid point because that's the generation that's fucking crucifying some of this shit.
Well, they have no personal accountability. They don't want to blame themselves for anything.
It's the generation that puts pharmaceuticals on the forefront of solving all our fucking problems.
They are the generation that actually caused the pharmaceutical industry to skyrocket and boom because they are taking three times the regular amount of pharmaceuticals for any single fucking human being because they're doctors. They have the money, they have the doctors, they have everything. They go out and they get all the fucking drugs and they doctor shop.
No. What I've got, people are always bashing on the youth of this generation. They're so disrespectful.
Yeah,
that's because of the parents.
Accountability for the parents.
Yeah.
Where are they? Where are these?
It's not.
It's not their fault.
These
people who are bitching about how these kids are all fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Where were the parents to tell them, hey, no? Where was no?
They were busy doing like gangbang, fucking group sex and snorting cocaine.
That just annoys me.
Well,
my entire generation bashed.
Well, my entire generation is right there with you because everybody blames the Gen Xers for not doing shit. We're on the forefront of technology, motherfuckers,
also,
and we play video games. So
and we
fuck
have beards.
You.
Yeah. Also, at the same time, you got to look at our childhoods compared to their childhoods when they were growing up. There is a huge difference, but at the same time, the world is a totally different fucking place than what it used to be. You have to fucking
adapt
and grow
with it. The world wasn't that dangerous when me and you were growing up until we were teenagers.
Yeah.
And that's when all the school shootings and shit started happening.
Yeah, that's back when
well, it wasn't. It wasn't weird. Dangerous for me until I got older. Either I mean, you just don't notice it.
Yeah, it could just be you didn't notice it.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's just more. It started. We're talking about like the school shootings and crap. Those have been going on for a long time, but it wasn't so much students shooting students at school because back in the day
it was people
climbing on top of fucking clock towers and picking people off in Texas. It was fucking Kent State where it was the fucking military opening fire on
Peach. It's not. It has absolutely nothing to do with gaming.
That has nothing to do with gaming.
That's the way that these people are treated or the way that they think they're being treated by other people. And that has a lot to do with the way that
the parents are raising
their kids.
The bottom line is there are fucked up people everywhere. Don't blame it on a video game.
Yeah, it's
Here's
not.
The truth.
For us, it's a release. It's just like when people go paintballing. Does that promote violence?
Exactly.
No. But laser tag promote violence? No. Do video games? Not all of them are violent. There's a lot of fucking racing games.
Like Babysitting Mama.
Or there's fucking fucking Little Big Planet, you know?
But here's the bottom line truth about the video game players who go out and shoot people. Now, number one, you cannot blame the video games. You want to know what it is? It's people who are antisocial, have no fucking friends. They have no way of hanging out with people nobody really talked to. And they try and make it out sometimes while these people have really good friends. That's not always true. Because if you go back and you look, a lot of the people who are on the news saying, like, oh, we used to hang all the time, they were discredited later on by, somebody goes, like, they weren't friends when they used to fucking pick up every day. That's a fucking lie. It's people wanting the attention of being in the center life.
Yeah,
the truth is, though, these are people who have no fucking life, and video games was just something for them to kill time, not to educate them how to kill people.
They turn to video games because they can't make any friends because people are being too big of douchebags to them.
Yeah, so it's not what taught them to kill people. They already had that in them. The video games
does not put a gun in your hand to tell you this is how you lose.
It doesn't say, here you go, Michael. Here's $200.
It goes
go
to
buy
something
a gun.
That's
going to
be a
You'll
big
need some bullets.
This is Well, there's another facet of this. A lot of these games that are violent like this are mature rated games to begin with. Mature rated meaning 17 and up.
I still get ID when they have to ID me at places I go.
Yeah, if you don't look at least 40, you're ID'd.
Number one, Walmart they can't even sell it to you without looking at your ID and putting in the information.
Yeah,
because,
well, whenever when I look, like I have to look at people's IDs and I have to show it to a manager.
Yeah,
everyone has to do that.
Yeah,
or I mean, everyone that I work with has to do that.
You can get fined for distributing harmful matter, which is
$1,000.
Yeah, which is
considered.
So,
well, it's just like to quote a local or to promote a local company. Quick Trip here.
Yeah.
I'm a smoker. Yeah, it's bad for me. Don't smoke if you don't have to. But
smoke.
Anyways, when I worked,
we all start putting our cigarettes out.
But when I worked there, I sold a lot of cigarettes, and they would have random mystery shoppers that come in that looked younger than they were, that would be younger than they were, and we'd get fined out the ass if we didn't check their IDs.
The cops were doing that, where they were sending actual underage kids in to try and buy alcohol and cigarettes, and the cop would be waiting outside an unmarked car, and if they sold it, they'd come back out and say, okay, they bought it. Cop would come back in there with the alcohol or the cigarettes and arrest the person.
See, and that's why, I mean, but there's the fact that they're, like, if I go to a gas station and I buy cigarettes most of the time, I continuously go to that same gas station. Yeah. They don't have to ID me. Like, I go to one gas station and he never IDs me, and that's because I've been in there so many times.
Yep. Well, it's just, it kind of goes back to this point, though, with the video game thing. Yeah, there's some violent video games. Dead Space is pretty fucked up. But it's
mature. It's for 17 and up.
Yeah.
I mean, people that watch scary movies aren't always fucked up.
Don't look at me. I like how he looks at me when he says that.
That was intentional.
It's like, he's a poster boy for what's wrong with Generation X.
Not really, but I was about to say not necessarily.
I'm pretty normal.
We're pretty normal people, but it's just one of those things that, like, we like the adrenaline rush. And this is one way to get the adrenaline rush. Yeah. You know, if there's a big... Remember that bullshit episode where they had the kid and the gun?
Yeah, firing the AK. Yeah.
Yeah, he loved to play Call of Duty. And he was like, what, 10 or something like that?
8 or 9. Yeah, something like that.
They go to take him to shoot a real assault rifle. The guy starts fucking crying.
He shot one shot and was like, wow, that was more than I expected. He was fine. And then he just starts to cry. And they went back and asked him what it was that made him cry. And he's just like... Just the whole experience, the sound of it scared the shit out of him. It wasn't anything that he expected to be that loud, and just the whole idea of holding this gun, shooting something, totally scared.
Yeah,
the
and
shit
if
out.
If it anything, you- if anything, I think video games and violent movies get rid of that. They
well,
help,
like,
you cope with what's going on. They help you deal with everything, and it gets
that.
Out
the
your anger.
Try and use that angle that it gets to a point. Where
it's not
the
enough.
Game's not enough anymore, so you can't really use that defense because it gives them a
okay.
Way to
if the game,
in.
Okay, but then if the game's not enough, then you were going to get to that point a lot sooner.
I don't use it as a,
than you would
I don't
have.
Use it as a stress taker outer. I use it as a time killer.
Yeah, exactly. That's
because I enjoy the shit out of the
game. I do it for all sorts of reasons.
Yeah,
but I mean, if a therapist is going to try and use that, then okay. If it weren't for the video game, this probably would have happened a lot sooner than it actually did.
Yeah. See, I've been playing video games for like over half my life, and I turned out pretty fine. I mean, granted, I like to strangle myself while I climax, but that's neither here nor there.
That could have happened if you weren't. Like,
exactly, exactly. It's all because of a movie I saw, but not really. That just doesn't sound better. No, I'm just kidding. No, I don't do that. But,
Man of the year.
Yeah, but no, dad of the year.
Or dad of the year.
No, greatest dad. Yeah, world's greatest dad.
Whatever it was.
Yeah, no, there's another movie years ago I saw that had the same thing that I first learned about that whole thing, but I've never done it. The Crow. That would be sad if that's how he became the Crow.
That's how he died.
Yeah, he seeks vengeance on that doorknob company because it should have gave way. Anyways, but the belt got stuck. so he goes after Levi. But all of us have been playing video games for probably more than half of our lifespan.
Yeah.
And cumulative, that's probably, goddamn, I don't even want to know how many years combined.
If it was all put together, it'd be half a century.
Yeah, I would hate to see it.
I started when I was six years old.
My grandmother bought me a Nintendo.
I would hate that when I die and they give me that little book where I can look into it and I'd be like, how many times did I jack off? How much time did I spend playing video games? I probably spent more time playing video games than jacking off.
That's because you don't wrestle.
That's how it is. Huh? I fall asleep sometimes. That's how bad it is. I was like, can't go, can't make it, can't go. Okay,
so we all hopped up on a soapbox there. Sorry about that.
We really like video games.
I'm sure they enjoyed it.
I'm sure they did. And you've got a few more tools to your arsenal when you hear stupid fucks talking about how video games are the death of fucking America or some shit like that. Let's see here. Upcoming games, we've got Bionic Commando 2, some stupid shit like that.
Yeah, isn't it the downloadable one?
Yeah, download, and they've got...
Are the controls really fucking janky on the first one?
Yeah. I do not like that one at all. And then they've got the Rock Band Country Pack.
Wow.
Two. Country Pack 2.
Ugh.
Now, there is one game I'm really looking excited... Really looking forward to coming out.
You don't know Jack?
Well, you don't know Jack and Stacked. Have you seen things for Stacked?
Is that weird, like,
the
iPhone
Russian
game?
Dolls?
Oh, no. I haven't seen. Is that the one that the guys from Costume Quest did that, right?
Yes, I believe so. Or Take Two?
Yeah, is it Take? No, it's not Take Two.
No, it's not Take Two. I don't remember who did it, but
they're kind of an indie developer.
Yeah, it is just an indie developer.
really
Yeah,
cool.
You're talking about stacking. Yeah, stacking. That's what it's called. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's for Xbox Live and PS3.
Doesn't that come out 2 weeks from now, though?
February 9th.
Week.
Yeah, that's 2 weeks from now.
Okay. Yeah, pretty much.
My
pretty
bad.
Much.
Well, that's just what I'm excited for.
Actually, it's exactly 2 weeks, yeah. So it'll be this day in fucking 2 weeks. Did you mention the Rock Band Country Pack?
Yeah.
Oh, you did. I didn't hear you. I'm looking forward to that.
God.
Yeah, there's really not much coming out next week. I think we're going to have to...
Well, we do have, like, Mario Sports Mix coming out the first week of February.
What is that? Is that Blob?
Well, oh, yeah. That's Tales from Space about a blob.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dude, when are they going to remake the movie The Blob?
They did.
Not too long ago.
Oh,
Matt Dillon fucking remake. It's horrible.
Yeah, it was good. Matt Dillon.
It had some funny parts to it. But
Matt
like
Dillon
when the giant
makes me
tentacle ball
up in
comes
my mouth.
Out. And, but yeah, it was. They actually set it up for a
tentacles?
Sequel. Yeah, the blob can actually form into different shapes, and later on
no!
he gets ultra pissed and he shoots out
the blob
out of
was
the,
never supposed to be hentai.
Yeah, but he shot out of the sewer as a giant towering tentacle, one tentacle, and just landed on a group of people.
That movie used to terrify me.
Yeah,
Steve
McQueen. Yeah,
ridiculous.
The blob. Beware of the blob, it creeps.
Damn.
So that's the upcoming games coming out. So
oh, don't forget about Dungeons.
Well, that's the week after.
Yeah, I know.
So
this
so
is
next
a reminder.
Week,
oh, shit. I got to save some money for that.
Yeah, see?
So next week we'll probably be bullshitting about
Hey, so to the developers of Dungeons, we need a copy.
Yeah.
And stacking. And you don't owe Jack.
I'll take a free copy of Dead Space 2 if they want
to
throw it.
Or if you really wanted to, you could send us some free copies of Assassin's Creed Brotherhood.
Oh yeah, so we can all multiplayer.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
That would be a good idea. And while you're at it, you can send us
enough with the fucking handouts.
While you're at her,
you can send us another
why
TV.
Not, why not bump them up to collector edition?
Yeah.
So now we come to that fun part in our. Podcast where we talk about the Gauntlet.
Mm-hmm.
And we played a little bit of the Gauntlet last week. Unfortunately, nobody said anything about what games they want to play on the Gauntlet, so we're going back to our fucking choice.
Mm-hmm.
MNC.
Yep.
We're going to. This will be our last Sunday to play, and then we will probably start picking it back up on Thursday starting next week.
Yes.
So we're going to play Sunday then Thursday?
I guess.
But actually, on Thursday.
Why don't we just move it to Thursday and just do that?
This Thursday?
Yeah.
Tomorrow?
Next Thursday, play MNC.
No Gauntlet this week.
Okay,
this
next week. Sounds good to me.
Okay.
That we don't have, like, playing it twice in 1 week.
Hey.
Yes.
Fuck you.
But here's the deal, though. We're moving the Gauntlet back from 9:30 to 10 o'clock, I think is what we're doing.
Central.
To give people... more time to get in, because we have people who are complaining about Sundays because people have to work, people are worn out from the weekend, so we're moving into the midweek on Thursdays and we're pushing it back an extra 30 minutes to give people time to get out of work and come home and play some fucking video games with us.
Yep.
So, and we're going to be doing MNC like we said.
MNC?
Yep.
And let's see here. Now we go to the Club Shop Comedy Corner.
Oh, wait. Don't forget. What? I almost forgot. After MNC, those who stick around that have Dead Space 2, I'll be playing multiplayer with whoever wants to stick around and play it.
I've been thinking about playing Borderlands if I can get somebody in there.
I need to get a game.
Yeah.
I think I was talking
to some Moxies.
Actually, I was talking to a winemaker Joe, and he wanted to get some Borderlands going.
You want to restart? Because I have a low-level character.
We can go with you and help you level up faster. Because
what the fuck is that look for?
It's because she tried to play it with you originally.
Yeah.
I played for 6 hours straight, and then she's like, let's keep playing. I'm like,
no. And then every once in a while, I'd say, hey, let's play Borderlands.
She could just go longer than you, man.
No, hey, I don't want to play.
Yeah.
You're an angry
Anyways,
gamer.
Hey, Justin.
I wasn't angry
man.
With that
over
one.
Here.
You
over
are
here,
a
Justin.
Very beautiful
hey,
man.
Here's the deal. You get your winemaker Joe friend to get in on it, and we get one more person. Yeah, like Andrew, and beef him up. Get him up some levels, and we can go into Moxie's.
Moxie's, I heard, is god-awful.
It's actually pretty fun.
It's really fun.
I
make it worth it.
I know Boston hates on it a little bit, and I know Knobs hates on it a little bit. It's horde mode, and I like it.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's horde mode with a point.
It's horde mode with a point and some kick-ass music.
Oh, yeah.
It's motivational gold-frap-type-sounding
music.
Yeah, it's got some great beats.
Yeah, bass and fucking shit and the fucking Moogs. But it's like you go up against every boss from the game, wave after wave. they'll throw out like some regular guys, and at the end you have one single boss you have to go up against, and it gets harder and harder with every wave you go through.
So we need and we need to get Chromax down. I still don't have Chromax down.
Which one?
The very last boss.
Oh,
the hidden boss.
Yeah, I took. A hidden boss.
Yeah,
I remember the giant bastard that you, me, Scott, and John took out. Is there another hidden boss?
No, there's a boss after that, and he's way harder.
How do you
way
get to him?
You have to have expansions. You have to have the.
I have all the expansions.
You have General Knox.
Yeah, I think I have the armor. Yeah,
I just never
play it.
No, I coughed.
I like that. I like it when you actually. You mean to cough, and you cough, and you end up farting. You're like, well, I didn't know I had that in me.
Pooped a little.
Yep.
I am pretty sick, guys.
That's what we're doing with the gauntlet. Now you know.
Yeah.
Or you know.
Hey, and you know, let's
knowing is half the battle.
And you know, here's something else we should throw out there.
What?
We post the gauntlet on the forum.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah,
and
we
so
do.
We want people to sign up. I know not a lot of people know there's a forum still. Yeah, we want you to sign up on there, and we can start some interesting discussions about stuff on the episode and stuff. Yep. Not even with this
random ass shit.
We got a random ass spot for people to start posting. We got a few members so far, but yeah, it's tiltcast.com/forum, or there's a link at the very top of the page.
Yep,
above the feed. So.
It says forum.
It says forum.
Pretty
forum.
Simple. Pretty simple.
So now we come to one of my favorite parts of the podcast, the Claptrap Comedy Corner.
Query.
Corner. Because it's a corner.
No, it is pretty queer, though.
Corner of shame.
So query my
So this week, it was kind of collaborative. What video game character...
Do you want to bang your mom?
Close.
Pretty much.
Would you be okay with being your stepdad?
Which means he would be banging your mom, trying to bond with you, and take you to play
ball. Take you to play baseball.
Yeah. Well, I got you a mitt.
He's like,
I just think of Sam Neill.
So he won't drink a beer with you, but he'll have some hot cocoa with you.
You have to think. You have to think about it as in, this guy is going to be having breakfast with you. This guy's going to be picking you up from school or coming to your, you know, graduation.
You're not my father.
Yeah. Who would you feel really awkward? No, I'll say, who would you be happy to have as your stepdad? So,
well, you don't have to live at home still.
No, that's the whole point, is when you're a kid.
Yeah.
Because that's what all this is about, is a child.
I don't think an actual video game character is going to become my stepdad, Jesse.
No, this is all about when you were a kid and you hated your dad because he did something. Sorry if your dad's dead. But when you hated your dad because he did something, like he spanked you or he grounded you, and you're like, you know what? If I had Mario as a father, this wouldn't happen. And then you go and you write Mario a letter, but you never send it because you think he would turn you down. So.
You live a very sad life.
Yeah,
friend.
That's a pretty sad life. So, who would you want as a stepfather?
Go for it, Justin.
Senior Snake. He looks very fatherly.
With his one eye.
Nice.
Yeah, the PS3 Snake. Solid Snake 4.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, he had the whole grizzle going on. He had the trucker stash. Not quite trucker stash, but he basically had a trucker stash. And the white hair and everything.
Dude,
and the little patch over his eye.
Snake
He'd be
was
a kick
amazing.
Ass dad. Dude, I'd be like, he's just like my real dad. He goes out and shoots shit.
Okay.
So your dad's kind of crazy.
Actually, my father's a gun collector, so
yeah.
I did go out and shoot a lot of shit as a teenager.
You're not about to shoot some place up, are you?
No, but I'm about to shoot some targets. I'm pretty mean with an AR-15.
Ah.
We all need to go out and shoot sometime.
It's like I can feel.
Well, he has a lot of HK weapons too. So,
no. Hold on. Speaking of shooting, so I'm sitting at home and I'm like, it's whenever I was actually like doing my hair.
I love the
hair story.
Yeah, no. I have the blow dryer on because it's really cold in our apartment. It doesn't heat up well because
we've
got like
blow dryer on.
Yeah, I turned the blow dryer on.
Catch the fucking apartment on fire.
No, like I was doing my hair, so I had my blow dryer on. Like I had dried my hair and everything, whatever. So I have that on and I'm straightening my hair and I hear this loud bang and it kind of sounds like the door. So I turn the blow dryer off and I'm like, Sweetie, is that you? And I don't hear anything, so I'm like...
She should be an actress.
And I was just like...
That was really good.
Oh my god. What the fuck is going on? Like, I thought someone came into the house, so I go over, and we actually have, like, a gun under our bed right now, because someone tried to come into our apartment a couple of weeks ago. So we've got a gun under our bed. No, like, someone rang the doorbell,
and then tried
to open the door and push it open.
Like, it wasn't, like, one time. It was
a couple
shakes.
Yeah, they tried to get the door open. So, we've had a gun in like in our apartment ever since.
So you didn't just bust it open and point the gun in their face to get the fuck
out of here? No. I'm upstairs.
If you
shoot
somebody in your apartment for breaking in, does the apartment cover the dry cleaning to get the blood out? Or do you
probably
have to take care of that yourself?
Actually, what
you
they
lose your deposit.
What they tell you in this town is empty the fucking clip because they only want to ask you questions.
Yeah, if they live, they can sue the shit out of you. So.
No, so I like... I hear that go on, so I turn the blow dryer off, and I'm trying to see if it's actually him. I go over and I grab our gun, and I like I'm holding the gun and I'm looking down our like
the holster's still on.
No.
You're gonna shoot
holster
it.
Holster was off. Safety was shot. Off. Everything
was
ready.
Did you chamber?
I hadn't done anything else. I just took this. No,
so you could get round in the chamber.
No, I hadn't done anything else.
That now.
So I grab the gun and I'm like I'm trying to look over our ledge to see if I see anybody.
That cat died in Boondocks,
and I don't see anybody. So I start to creep downstairs, but I obviously I didn't see anybody. It was another noise.
I killed somebody.
I feel like I should be sound effecting this entire thing. So I creep.
No, but like I felt so powerful with that gun in my hand.
It's like having a dick, isn't it?
No, yeah. It is.
It's like having a second dick.
It was I don't have a first dick, but it felt like I had
bullets.
A dick, and I was so powerful, and I kept it up by the fucking sink with me just in case, because I was nervous after that. I was like, dude, if someone breaks into the house, I'm gonna be ready for this shit.
So you're like sitting there on the laptop, and you got the gun sitting on the desk.
No. I was upstairs in our bathroom.
I'm gonna get shot one
just
fucking
grab your head with it.
That's why I asked to see if it was you, and then I got really nervous because I didn't hear
anything.
There's
a better answer every time.
Yes.
Here's a question. Yes. You brought up two stories. You brought the story about the bang on the door, the bang from the door. But you did not tell us what happened with the guy trying to get in. Did you go downstairs?
No.
We were downstairs. We were watching Criminal Minds, which. When that shit happens, you don't
the
want
guy
to watch
didn't.
That
the
show.
Guy didn't go
no,
around and
no.
try and look through the back door.
No.
So
he went to open the door.
Nobody.
There was no one there. I looked out the back door just to make sure no one like went around to try and get through the glass.
How long had he stopped shaking the door at that point?
I gave it probably about a minute.
Okay. No, it wasn't. It wasn't a minute that you went up to check
Here's
the door.
Here's where she starts going to the ghost stories now.
No, it was a few seconds.
So
it was maybe
go
like within 5 seconds that he went and actually answered the door.
You know, given the apartment you live in, I wouldn't be surprised if there's a fucking dead meth head haunting your apartment. You know? So I used to live there. I know that place pretty well.
We are done sidetracking.
It's like, I need my pipe, man.
Okay, so Trent, what is your stepfather video game character?
Just because it would be really fucking funny to have him show up and pick me up in school with a big smile on his face and like a Volvo, Wario.
Oh, God.
That evil smile on his face. Him or Isaac Clarke from Dead Space, just because he's my hero. He's my hero
he just
right
got
now.
Bad shit following him, though.
I know, but that'd be so cool. Everyone he loves dies. So, and since he's my stepfather, he really doesn't love me, so that means I won't die. So, yeah.
Holly.
I guess I was thinking about John Marsden, but I grew up with my stepdad Randy, and that's kind of the same redneck asshole, basically. Yeah, not such a good idea. I would go with Ezio because instead of him,
you just want to bone him.
No, instead of him,
you're like it's one of those creepy pornos.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some of those out there, you know.
No. Instead of him trying to play ball with me, I'm going to learn how to free run.
Yeah, you're going to be playing with some balls.
He would teach me how to
Can
free
I
run.
Mine? Kevin Flynn. There we go.
Tron.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because
then I can go and spend my weekends and
dude,
on
that
the
would
grid
be awesome too. Why
where
did
I could
I not
die.
Think that?
But it'd be cool when I die because I go out like techno bubbles.
Yeah. They're like a stepdad dressed like Ezio. I'm okay. Maybe not so much now because
she wants to
be
your stepdad. That's what it is.
Pretty metro.
That's what it is.
That would be a little weird.
She's got like a stepdad fetish, but she wants to bang him when he's dressed like Ezio.
Yeah, she tells me she's like. Say you're my stepdad. You're my stepdad.
Say Bona Lisa.
No, because my last
Italian
stepdad was creepy enough. My last stepdad
Tell
was creepy enough. I don't need that.
I think you just have an Ezio fetish.
I don't have an Ezio fetish. I don't have an Ezio fetish. Like, I don't have a crush on him, but learning how to free run from your stepdad, that would be the shit.
In shape. That's parquet.
I'm more in shape than you are.
Yeah.
I know. I could still beat the shit out of you.
Yeah, parquet
You could beat the shit out of me, but you weigh, like, how much do you weigh?
At first I thought you said parfait. At first
I
thought
you said parfait. Motherfuckers!
I was like, that's something you eat.
That's butter.
What about you?
No, parfait's an ice cream with fucking layers.
I still can't get... I haven't gotten past...
Coach.
maybe Nick.
I was about to say,
me how to be fucking suave.
No, Nick would throw you to the zombies to save himself, dude.
And then Alan Wake, because he's fucking rich. He can go to a fucking.
So you want your mom to drown? You would be okay with your mom drowning and your dad going insane?
But she's not deadish.
He's like, I'm driving to school today because I let your mother drown in a lake. But don't worry, I'll get her back eventually.
Yeah, he is insane.
He's batshit crazy, but he's fucking rich.
He might be rich.
He can pull off a fucking blazer and a hoodie.
He uses a flashlight to kill demons.
If I remember, he's actually not technically rich because his last book was a total fucking flop.
Yeah.
And he was working on a book that everybody had been waiting for so long. He was behind deadline, so he's probably used up a lot of his money.
He still has some. You saw his apartment, though.
That was a flashback to when his book was supposed to come out
that his wife had to trick him into going to someone to help him write his book.
Yes.
That's not Emil something Hartman. I'd be proud of.
But I mean, what was the lake? What was the lake? Mirror Lake?
Yeah, Mirror Lake.
Mirror Lake.
Cauldron Lake.
Cauldron Lake.
Okay. Yeah, that's a great name for a lake.
That is.
Cauldron. I don't know. I wouldn't mind going to vacation there as long as... Creepy.
Yeah, I don't. I would not want a vacation there. You would not.
Tours are on Tuesday.
I would. I'd vacation there.
There is absolutely no way.
Awesome. I love the
woods. If there wasn't crazy shit going on, but the way it is in the game.
It's not like Bill Cosby. the shade that tries to attack you when you're at the fucking mental hospital. He comes out. He's like, you take two pills a day, and then you feel nice and rested. And you're just like. It sounds like Bill Cosby on fucking meth, dude.
I hope they make a Alan Wake 2.
Remedy hasn't said anything about it, and because of the loss of sales, because this is a bad year
for video games.
It's funny
how everybody talks about the loss of sales, but everybody talks about this game.
Which one, Alan Wake?
Alan Wake. Everybody talks about this
game. It's a fantastic game.
It's because diehard gamers went out and bought it to review it. And that's why they talk about it. But if you look at a lot of the stat boards, it did not do as huge as some of the other ones. They stupidly placed it up against Red Dead. Yes, that was a bad
marketing move. They should have done it the month before.
I love a week before. Yeah. I love fucking Eidos. It's not Eidos, it's doing it, but Square Enix pushing back Deus Ex because they said, okay, they finally... Announced.
Final Fantasy's sucking so bad.
They finally, well, number one, they're doing another fucking Final Fantasy. We
X2.
All know that.
Yeah, but they're supposed to be focusing on the things that
No, they're doing
sucked.
A different one than they already had X2.
Oh,
they're going to do
13-2 or something.
Yeah. 13-2, yeah. They're going to bring back Lightning. But
they're also going to be doing a new actual title.
Well, the hallmark of this, though, that they've been talking about is going to fix all the broken shit.
Yes.
Is what they've been talking about. So they said they listened to the fans. We'll see. Because if they did listen to the fans and it's not so fucking grindy and boring... Then I'll probably like it.
2 hours.
Now here's
I don't mind long games, but I like good long games.
Here's the problem is,
I start losing interest.
Yeah, but Square Enix
lost interest after 12 hours of fucking Fallout.
Yeah,
12 hours is about my limit.
I love Fallout.
Square Enix finally kind of gave me an idea date for when Deus Ex is coming out. They said they're pushing it back to come out with Dragon's Age 2 and LA Noire, which means it is coming out here in a couple months. So that's cool. They're putting it out. My thing, though, is if Square Enix is doing so badly and they want to start the fiscal year with a good start, don't put it out against Dragon's Age or fucking L.A. Noire.
Well, I'm glad that they released Two Worlds right now because nobody would have bought it if it came out at the same time Dragon Age.
No shit. But releasing Deus Ex 3 alongside all those, they're going to basically get diehard Deus Ex fans, not so much people who never played the franchise.
I'm kind of looking at this as a year for fucking RPGs, man, and I'm super fucking excited.
I just see people being really excited about L.A. Noire.
Oh, I am.
Since Red Dead did amazing. Since it is Rockstar, they're going to be like, well, they made something cool.
I love noir.
They've always made a lot of cool shit.
A lot of people got turned off when they kept humping out fucking GTAs.
GTA 32.
They humped that fucking franchise to the ground. But
that's why I'm glad they took a year off.
Yeah, but see, I love noir films. When I first saw this LA noir thing, like a few years ago, I saw just a quick trailer of it where they chase the guy up in the building and stuff. It's like, oh, this looks fantastic. I hope it's all black and white, which it's not. But
it almost looks like sepia.
It looks like L.A. Confidential, which was basically a full color. If you turn that movie black and white, it is straight up film noir, because I've watched it black and white.
They said they're going to try and have the suspense and the twists as Heavy Rain did.
See, if they want to do the suspense and twists that regular noir films have, then the second you start playing it, you know the chick did it, basically. So you know the chick's going to fuck you over.
Yeah, because she comes in and she tells you that she's got a problem, but she really, in reality, she did.
She's setting you up.
And she's humping her dad.
Yes, pretty
much.
She's
been humping everybody.
So if you play the game and you think you're going to end it by boning the chick in the end, you might bone her, but she's probably going to shoot you in the back afterwards.
She's a Black Widow.
Because pretty much every noir film ends with a chick fucking the guy over.
The only thing I hope out of this game is a multiple ending game. I love
that'd be nice.
Multiple endings.
That'd be nice.
Love them.
Hey, then you should play some Dead Money.
Hopefully they have
multiple
one
endings.
Where you can... Hopefully they have one where you can shoot the chick before she gets you.
And that's 10 hours by itself. It's just an expansion pack.
I have to get to level 20 first.
Jesus Christ.
I'm at like level 8 in that game.
God, it takes no time to get to level 20, man.
I don't...
Just explore, kill
if
things.
If a game really grabs me, then I can sit down and
just Vegas grabbed the shit out of me. Dude, I loved it.
I mean... I'm not huge.
I think I'm at 180 plus hours.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm at in total, but my first run through, I got like 36 hours in 4 days because I just sat there and played it while he was at work.
Jerking on my wiener, like pulling me through it the entire time, and like I can get sidetracked.
That's because you're ADD
and stuff.
You do have the most ADD out of everybody in the podcast.
You're like Dane Cook.
I obsess.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I mean, well, but then she'll see me. I'll play a fucking game straight.
Holly has a better gamer mentality than you do. She gets obsessed with shit and just goes balls deep. And she doesn't have balls.
Hey, how many games have you beaten? Two, maybe? Oh. Not even that?
Damn.
Not since she's been with
you. Contest somebody doesn't have a dick, Andrew.
Yep,
you
win.
You kick her off the console.
All right. We digressed again.
Yes.
And I just realized it. All right, so that's our Claptrap Comedy Corner. Tell us what who you would want, what video game character would be your stepdaddy.
Step-papa.
So let's see here. Let's give our shout-outs. We've got...
I'm going to give some... Go ahead.
Well, I was about to say that one.
TBGP, great guys. They do good things.
They do good things.
Hey, I bitched out Knobs for not listening to us, so he should start listening
to
us.
He told me that he is going to start listening.
I raped him on Left 4 Dead. It was funny.
Yeah, because half the people listen to his show listen to ours.
Yeah. So. He said something with his computer and how he hadn't resubscribed. I'm like, bullshit.
Yeah.
Go on the website.
No, I set up for their... I started up on their forum and I did the, I'm new thing. And I said something about...
She's
our,
a snake
in their
midst.
Tiltcast.
You're a traitor in their midst.
So I had a few people say that they were actually going to listen.
Nice.
Cool.
Nice.
So that's good.
Just so it's on the record, I jockey rode fucking Knobs for like over 20 seconds. Right? I think twice.
So anyways, TVGP, they do good things.
They do good things.
But he did fuck me up. So
they got you back.
Yeah. They kicked our ass.
He did.
They kicked our ass, but they're awesome.
Recurring people.
We did kick your ass.
John from the CarouselPodcast.com.
Mm-hmm.
They review everything, so you can go there for movies, games, and
like
manga.
Bayonetta.
Well, yeah, they do like Bayonetta a lot.
And Vampire the Masquerade.
I gotta give him some credit, though. They like John likes some great RPGs.
No, he covers good stuff that we don't get to. So
we don't have time to, because we're covering new shit.
And handhelds.
we cover important shit.
We don't cover handhelds, and he gets in there.
No, but I think the thing that's important about John's cast is he covers some of that niche stuff that a lot of people don't get to cover.
Yeah.
And so I think there's a big nerd market out there like there is for our stuff where he covers all the stuff that nobody else is really talking
exactly.
about.
John has his audience for a reason, and it's because he covers the stuff that a lot of people don't, like the handheld games for DS and all that.
Well, it's not that people don't like it. It's just that there's not a lot of people podcasting about it.
Yeah, exactly. So,
and so I think it's really important that he does what he does with the handheld shit, with the JRPGs, with the manga, with stuff. I mean, there's only like one or two other comic casts I can think of that do anything like that.
Yeah.
So it's some cool shit. You guys should listen at thecarouselpodcast.com.
Yep. And Spectre Vision.
And Spectre Vision. Susie's got her own channel on YouTube. There's another thing I wanted to plug real quick. I wanted to plug the Bombcast, of course. And a buddy of mine that's doing some stuff on the interwebs through Xbox Live, Mr. Winemaker Joe. So, anyways, Joe's been doing some really kick-ass maps. You guys should check it out. He's got a horse map. So for those of you who don't know what it's like to play horse on Halo, well, play one of his maps. He's got a horse map.
Yeah. like the basketball game horse?
Yes.
That's pretty cool. Are you throwing grenades?
You just have to talk to him. Winemaker Joe. Find him on Xbox. Really cool guy. One thing I forgot to plug, and I've been forgetting to plug for a long time, and this is just for Mr. Michael Hannon from TVGP, the Dynamic Soundtrack.
Oh, yeah.
He covers video game soundtracks, and that's pretty much all I do. It's almost like a radio show. Like, you just listen to the stuff, and then he talks about it in a really quiet voice, and then you just about fall asleep, and it's really relaxing.
You listen to the sounds of the rain. Bing, bing,
bing. No, there's and a lot of good, there's a lot of
the I know. Rest of the story.
And now you know the rest of the story.
Rest in peace, Paul Harvey. We already went over Paul Harvey rant. I think that was last week.
You should listen. He covered, did some Symphony of the Night stuff, and he's done some stuff from some of the newer Castlevania games and some of the Symphony tracks.
Well, he's got the new orchestral.
He's actually been doing it right about as long as we've been doing Tilcast.
Yeah, the new orchestral stuff from the new Castlevania fucking rocks.
He doesn't. It's not weekly. It's
is it biweekly?
No, I think thought it was like monthly.
No, it's not. I don't know. Soundtrack. You can find that
if you're never sure. It's probably bi. I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah, usually.
What is it called?
Dynamic Soundtrack.
Okay, I thought it was funny.
I want one more thing.
Yes.
Bamfcast. Check it out. Yeah, basically what...
Is it broke-ass motherfucker?
No.
Badass motherfucker. It's Dane Cook.
Okay. No. What it is they watch a movie, and then they all comment on the movie after they're done watching it. You send a submission in, and then they talk about it after they've watched it, and they make fun of it. It's
pretty
funny.
I brought up the idea of doing that.
I think it would be awesome.
Thing with the Tilcast, because I miss Mystery Science Theater, and you can still get riff tracks online from the guys who did Mystery Science Theater, where they do like Twilight now, which is fucking funny. So if you don't like Twilight... Watch it with them doing it, because it is fucking... Like, the scene where he picks the girl up and he goes zooming up the mountain, they do the Benny Hill song. It's fucking funny as hell. They do Lord of the Rings, like, all these great things. And you can buy them for, like, $1 a piece, and you just play them while you watch the movie. And I was talking about, you know, it'd be funny if we sat there and did the same thing, just fucking... Yeah, because I miss Mystery Science Theater. We can watch some really old movies and just fucking...
Well, I got another idea, but I'm not going to... say it before we do it.
Yeah. That's fine.
So anyways,
I know what you're talking
about. Yeah. All right, so that looks like that's it. So hit us up on our Comedy Corner, which is on the forums at tilpcast.com/forum.
Yeah, we're jump starting that shit.
Yeah, you better get the fuck on there.
And that's spelled with an F, not a PH, by the way.
Yeah.
For anybody out there.
Definite F.
So, and then hit us up for the Comedy Corner. Don't forget, Gauntlet will be on next week, Thursday. We're playing some MNC. We'll give you another heads up next week.
Some of us will still be on during the week. So
We'll be on during the week. I know I'm going to be playing on Monday with TVGP, so hit it up on there.
Me too.
Yeah.
You know our gamer tags. I'm Red Sox Pride 13. Justin is Fucked Up Nostalgia. Just look at the website. We got Gorgasm across from me with Trent, and Like a Lady with Tolly. Yep. So fucking come kick it with us. All right. Have fun, guys.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye, guys.